officials for tonight's ball game: Dan Cahill, Rich Sanfilippo, and Ed Corbett. This is a veteran officiating crew, with Dan Cahill being the lead official, and ready to toss the basketball high to begin things. Chris Young against Jeff Owens. One of what will be a handful of battles between the two, and it's controlled by Pennsylvania. Michael Jordan right side to Jed Ryan up top to Matt Langle. Langle's a three-point shooter, now to Romanchuk. Romanchuk down to the left baseline, pulls it back outside for Owens. Hands it to Ryan, thinks about a three, goes right side for Langle, covered by Krug. Inside for Romanchuk, knocked away by Gabe Llewellyn, who falls to the floor and loses out of bounds. Pennsylvania will get it back, but Gabe Llewellyn showing what Paul Romanchuk will have happen to him if he's lazy with the basketball.
Tigers had to switch right there in his zone, man-to-man, and Gabe Llewellyn stepped up, made the play, fixed the pocket.
Now I think they're talking about the shot clock. They started it back at 35, saying the Tigers may have controlled everything, but now they'll go over to the shot clock operator to see if they will kick the seconds down to where they were when Romanchuk lost the basketball, and if they do so, the ruling will be that there was no control by Llewellyn, but we'll wait and see what the officials say. They are going to move it down to 16 seconds. So 16 seconds on the shot clock. Michael Jordan will inbound the basketball along the left baseline. He gets it into Matt Langle, way up top. To the right side for Jordan with 14 on the shot clock. Hops inside the paint, bounce pass to Romanchuk. Now left side for Langle, up top for Jordan. Covered by Krug. This is sort of a matchup, 1-3-1 zone by the Tigers. Flying for three, shot is no good. Romanchuk with the rebound, outside to Jordan. Thinks about a three, goes down low for Romanchuk. Looks like he traveled, he's in traffic. Dribbles away, goes up top for Michael Jordan. Now Romanchuk from 12 away, partially blocked. Rebound by C.J. Chapman. For the Tigers, with their first possession of the game.
Well, aside from the offensive rebound, the Tigers doing a nice job defensively, very quick, staying with 10 motion offense.
Ryan Earl up top to Gabe Llewellyn, right side for Chapman, looking down both for Young, back up top for Ryan Earl. Earl looks to his right, goes to his left, now Llewellyn, back up top for Earl. Good defense by Michael Jordan, moves to his right, now to C.J. Chapman, 10 on the shot clock, one side for Llewellyn. Top of the point, left side for Krug, looking down low, 6 on the shot clock, now 5. Chapman, good. Three. No good off the back of the rim. Owens with the rebound.
Tigers couldn't get anybody cutting underneath to the basket. Had to play catch along the perimeter.
Ryan running the backcourt with Michael Jordan. Langle running the baseline. Jordan has it tipped away. He's going to handle C.J. Chapman. Elbow to the ground by Romanchuk. And Romanchuk, although that was inadvertent, picks up his first personal foul.
And Romanchuk's just going for the ball. Tipped up in the air. And as he went up, his elbow knocked into C.J. Chapman. Tigers, the first couple of plays defensively, it looks very solid in their own end.
Ryan Earl will bring it across midcourt. Rolls to the left side of the floor. Now to Chris Young. Right side for Chapman. Chapman looking inside up top for Krug. Now left side for Ryan Earl. Earl double teamed along the far sideline. Pulled away from the double team. Open for a moment. Now to Chapman again. Right side for Llewellyn. Bounce pass for Chris Young. Dribbles one time. Hands it to Ryan Earl. Thinks about a three. Moves to his right. Now to the free throw line. Outside for Young. Open for three. Shot is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Langle.
Well, he got the open shot, but that time too long, hit it off the lower rim.
Now Jordan from the free throw line. Back outside for Ryan. Takes once, goes toward the free throw line. Top of the point for Jordan. Moves to his right. Now pulls back outside for Langle. Left side for Romanchuk. Goes baseline, spins for the paint. Whistle blows, and they call a foul on C.J. Chapman. Romanchuk spun from the baseline to the paint, and Chapman's pair at hand was there to meet him. It's 19-34 to play in the first half. Still no score.
Chapman hits on the foul, but since our two offensive possessions, he hasn't been able to get anything either down low or any kind of back door. They can play catch along the perimeter. They can't get anything going inside.
Inside for Owens, cutting through the hoop, lays it off the back of the rim, no good, tipped up into the air. Gabe Llewellyn with the rebound. It was Krug, Romanchuk, and Owens battling for that loose ball, and the Tigers were able to get the tip. C.J. Chapman across midcourt, right side for Llewellyn, now to Chris Young, right side again for Chapman, circling the offense for Princeton, moves to the circle. Now works his way to his left to the free throw line for Young. Looking down low, dribbles one time, goes to Llewellyn. Llewellyn, right side for Ryan Earl, open for three, shot is good. Ryan Earl with the first points of the game. And it's 3-0 Princeton.
And once again, they try to get it down low to Chris Young. Ryan Earl saw the double team on Young, so decided to take the quick shot and rattled it home.
Now Jed Ryan caught in the double team, gets it to Romanchuk, left corner for Jordan. Covered by Chris Young, circles back up top, open for a moment. Down low for Romanchuk, in strong, off the glass, no good. But a foul is called on Gabe Llewellyn, so Romanchuk will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, that's the first time Kristen's had a bit of a breakdown defensively. Romanchuk's able to just slide in about 3 feet from the basket. Gabe Llewellyn's a little late coming over to help out defensively in the zone, and no throws but the foul.
Romanchuk 61. 41% from the free throw line this year. He'll get two shots. Here's his first one. And it's good. Nothing but that. So it's 3-1, Princeton. 16 minutes, 52 seconds left to play in the first half.
And that's like another one of the starting five for the Quakers who at times has a big game. He's capable of doing that at any time.
Second shot for the senior tri-captain. No good off the back of the rim, but he gets the tip back. And Langer will set up for three. Shot is good. And just like that, Penn is on top 4-3. And they will press Princeton on the inbound set. They love the pressure. D.J. Chapman will bring the ball toward midcourt. Works his way to the near side. Now comes across the sideline. Goes to his right side for Lewis. Down low for Young. Back to the basket. Spins for the paint. Now for the baseline. Gives up his dribble to Chapman. Chapman between the circles will restart the offense. Left side for Crew. Back to Bryant. All open for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound by Romancic. Nobody was there. And Romancic just stepped up for the loose rebound.
Everybody for the Tigers hustling back defensively. Bryant Earl with an almost NBA three, but nobody underneath.
Ryan has it top of the point. Tigers 1-4 from outside the arc of the early going. Langer right side for Jordan towards the far sideline. Covered by Crew for three. Shot is no good. Rebound by C.J. Chapman. Taken away by Jed Ryan. Langer now left to the free throw line. Left corner for Ryan. The size of Pennsylvania having a factor early on. Owens back to the basket. Inside the paint with Young. Whistles for the free throw line. And the foul is called on Chris Young. It's not a shooting foul. It's underneath. So it's the 13th foul, though, for the Tigers.
Well, this is what Chris Young has to be careful with. Jeff Owens trying to back him in, but far enough away, the foul was unnecessary.
Well, there's a timeout on the floor with 15:48 to play here. The first half, your score, it is Pennsylvania 4, Princeton 3. We'll step aside for 1 minute and be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Wise. No, that's too intense.
Wise.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. Yeah.
Wise.
Ooh, I'm in the zone. I'm sexy.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing.
Well, just say the line.
Oh, Francis, baby, babe.
Yeah?
Just say the line.
Yeah.
That's why you're still sitting on the branch. I'm performing on the swamp.
Get over yourself, oh, man.
If Budweiser wanted someone to just say the line, as you naively put it,
yeah,
they'd have hired a chimpanzee and saved themselves a little money.
Yeah, the chimp is probably booked on a bigger job.
Hey, ha-ha!
That's part of reality, you know that?
Thank you. When I say, rise, you know what that does? You have any idea what that does?
Yeah, it makes me sick in my stomach.
Yeah, well, get a grip.
Okay.
It sells beer.
Oh,
okay?
Really?
It moves the Budweiser off the shelf.
Mm.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Uh-huh.
It's like pneumonia.
Oh, really?
Pneumonia,
pneumonia. Oh, I'm sure. I just
excuse
can't
me, but I have a little quiet here. Rise.
Oh, yeah. That's going to sell some beer.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, 15 minutes, 48 seconds left to play in the first half. We are basically just underway. It's 4-3 Pennsylvania. Princeton has had four pretty good looks for the basket from outside the arc, and they are 1-4. Brian Earl making the only three-pointer for the Tigers. Matt Langle has made the only three for Pennsylvania. They have combined that three-pointer with one free throw by Paul Romancic. And so far, it looks as if Pennsylvania is controlling the boards. Three offensive, three defensive. The Tigers with just two defensive rebounds.
That's been the story of the game so far. The Quakers overall have the size advantage, and if Chris Young is matched up in that zone, he can't always get underneath the basket. When you have two or three Quakers right there, they'll be able to beat the Tigers to the offensive glass. And on the other end, the Tigers have had some looks at some threes. Yes, they're 1-4, but they were trying to get it down low to Chris Young, and every time he goes down to back end Jeff Owens, one of the Quaker guards just slips back enough that he jumps into the shooter and open look, but he just backs the passing lane.
Michael Jordan went down the basketball along the left baseline with Gabe Lewis screening him. He goes way up top to Romancic, back to Jed Ryan, about three steps in front of midcourt. Adam Langle, left wing for Michael Jordan. Comes back up top for Jed Ryan. Ryan covered by Brian Earl. Now to Owens to the free throw line. Has a little trouble finding what he should do, and it's knocked away by Brian Earl into the hands of Chris Crew. That's the awkwardness of Jeff Owens.
He's had his pocket picked several times. Brian Earl right there. If he holds that ball where it is right there, it's easy picking.
Gabe Lewis, right side, or gives it up top to Chris Young. Left side for Brian Earl. Now to Gabe Lewis again. Back to C.J. Chapman. Inside for Chris Young, along the right block, inside the paint, outside for Chapman, up top for Lewis. Now 12 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Brian Earl, working against Jordan, up top for Young for three. Shot is no good, rebound is taken by Langle. Now 0 for 2 is Chris Young from outside the arc. Langer up top for Jed Ryan, thinks about a three, now to Romancic, inside the paint, gives it up to Ryan. Ryan hops toward the basket, short jump shot, no good, tips it to the air, tips it to the hands of Michael Jordan. Right side for Ryan again. Now to Jordan inside the paint. Down low for Romantic. Goes up strong off the glass. And the Tigers just let him slide in. It was an easy bucket. And it's 6-3 Pennsylvania outside.
Well, Chris Stewart has been playing fine defensively, but he got beat along the baseline. And Romantic made him pay for it.
Ball knocked away by Jed Ryan. The Tigers will maintain control. Mason Rocker will check into the ballgame for Chris Krug. Rocker, who has 25 points in the last outing against Dartmouth.
And now we see as Rocker sent the inbound, the fans are about 2 feet away from him. That is the atmosphere here at the Palestra.
One of the oldest facilities in the country is the Palestra. Not only basketball, but just in general. C.J. Chapman Athletic Facility, that is. Now Chris Young, left side for Brian Earl, looking down low, up top for Young. Left side for Earl again, looking down low for Rocca. He has it toward the baseline, dribbles away from the pressure, now to Young. One time to C.J. Chapman, three on the shot clock, two on the shot clock. Now Luella has it blocked away by Romantic. Shot clock violation, and I should have said that was a legitimate block because he was about 3 steps in front of Big George, and Pennsylvania will get it back.
Well, with Mason Rocca in the lineup, it gives the Tigers a little more size to try and counter with Pennsylvania, and Mason Rocca was defended nicely by Jed Ryan. He would not let him get down into the paint. As a result, the Tigers once again playing catch along the perimeter.
Michael Jordan will bring the ball slowly across midcourt, covered by Brian Earl. Man-to-man defense by Princeton. Actually, it's a matchup zone now. Brian Earl watches as Jordan gives up his dribble. Got a line going along the far side. Looks like Pennsylvania has traveled several times. Nothing's been called, though. Lorelis watches as Romantic tosses to Ryan. Top of the point to Owens. Left side for Jordan, covered by Chapman. Moves to his right, leans toward the basket. Outside for Ryan, now to Langle. Outside for Jordan, gets control back. Right wing, steps toward the baseline. Gives up his dribble again. Outside for Langle. Two on the shot clock. Now to the free throw line. One-handed shot. It's good. The Tigers defense did not collapse. And they score is 8-3 Pennsylvania.
Mason Rocker was looking for the desperation shot, so he rushed the shooter. Langle just went right by him and had an easy shot.
Chris Young between the circles goes to his left for Brian Earl. Earl about 3 steps in front of midcourt. Waves C.J. Chapman through. Out past the other one of the free throw line. Looking down low, dribbles one time, hands it to Brian Earl, gets control. Tries to find an opening, left side for Chapman, doesn't take the shot. Got a rock up top. Back to the free throw line for Young. Young looking down low, dribbles one time, and hands it to Gabe Lewis. Whistle blows, and a pushing foul called against Jed Ryan. That's his first, team second, and the Tigers get a fresh 35 along the baseline.
C.J. Chapman was trying to get along the baseline to get in, and Jed Ryan put him a little bit of an elbow as he tried to cross into the passing lane.
Tigers just are not shooting well right now. Lewis has the top of the point, moves to the paint. Now right side for Chapman, up top for Young. Dribbles one time, hands it to Brian Earl, takes about a three, moves to the right. Now left side for Rocca, he'll set up for three. Too hard off the back of the rim, rebound by Langle. That's his second rebound. And right now the Quakers are out rebounding the Tigers 9-2. Romantic top of the point, gives it off to Ryan, up top for Langle again. 25 on the shot clock, now to Owens, way outside. He'll give him that shot if he wants it. Jordan sets up for three, no good, rolls it, oh no! Rolls it out and then, out real high, about 4 feet, and went in. And it's 11-3 Pennsylvania.
Tough luck for the Tigers, but Jordan, with a quick release, if he gets any open look at the basket, he put it in.
And an offensive foul is called on Brian Earl, although it looked like it was a blocking foul on Michael Jordan. Pennsylvania gets it back, on top of 11-3, and for the Tigers, that's their fourth team foul.
All four fouls, individual. Nobody with two team fouls. Each player has one for Princeton, so nobody in foul trouble yet.
Langle across midcourt, calls out the signals, looks inside, bounce pass to Ryan. Ryan covered by Lewis, inside for Jordan, hopping to the basket, off the glass. Good. Michael Jordan has 5 points. It's 13-3 Pennsylvania.
Chris Young just a little late coming over to help out inside, and Jordan had an easy lane to the basket.
Chapman hands with the base to Rocker. Rocker rolls to the right side, goes to Brian Earl, covered by Jordan, now to Chapman again. Top of the point for Gabe Lewis, looking inside, right side for Brian Earl, down low for Young. Inside the paint, now to the baseline, hook shot is no good, Owens with the rebound. Outlet pass to Langle, down the far sideline, he brings it. Comes across midcourt, looks inside, up top for Ryan, left side for Michael Jordan. Jordan circles back up, down low for Langle, wide open, off the side of the rim, it's good. Off balance, Scotty has 7 points, it's 16-3, and the Tigers will have the 20-second timeout with 11:24 left to play here in the first half. Your score, Pennsylvania 15, and Princeton 3. Looks at the side for 30 seconds, and be back here on the station of Princeton Radio Network.
Remember Navy Jacket, the hula hoop craze? Well, whole life insurance has outlived them all, and some insurance fans, too. Jesper E. Perella, your New York life agent, says that's because whole life insurance offers benefits you won't always find in a newer kind of policy. For example, permanent protection with level premiums and cash values that grow each year, tax deferred. So if you're looking for true financial security, not a fan, ask New York life agent Jesper Perella about whole life. Call 609-895-7027. That's 609-895-7027. New York Life, the company you keep.
11 minutes, 24 seconds left to play in the first half. You score Pennsylvania 15 and Princeton 3. Tigers have possession as Brian Earl went down the basketball along the baseline on the left side. Gets it in C.J. Chapman, who doesn't see the basketball, and it's stolen by LeVon Plummer. Jordan has it blocked away by Gabe Lewis. Thankfully, the Tigers' head is just not in the game right now, and I believe there's a television timeout to be called. 11 minutes, 19 seconds left to play here in the first half. The Tigers down by 12. 15-3. There is a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here, right, as the Tigers have struggled so far in this first half. That's an understatement. So far, they've been out-rebounded 10-2. And that, I think, is significant because the Tigers have been unable to get any second shots.
They haven't been able to get second shots. Even more significant are those 10 rebounds by Pennsylvania, several of them on the offensive end. The Tigers, who came out with a strong start defensively, are now having a couple of breakdowns. And that play right there, C.J. Chapman just wasn't looking. And the Tigers very fortunate because Michael Jordan had an open look at the three, and if he hits the three off that turnover and buries it, this place gets louder than it has all night. But Jordan tried to pass, and Pennsylvania keeps possession. But I think we're going to see Mason Rocha and Chris Jones throughout maybe the rest of this ballgame because the Tigers need some size to try and counter Pennsylvania.
I remember back in 1994, I believe it was, when the Tigers went to the NCAA tournament and they took out UCLA. The two games they played against Pennsylvania were not good games, particularly the one down here at the Flushway. That was a kind of the same game that we were seeing already tonight.
It was a game in which they got off to a cold start, fell behind early. Steve Goodrich had a monster game that night, had 28 points to keep them in the game, but nobody else in the Tigers could score. They were missing layups, but part of it was just because they came out flat, partially because the Quakers were playing as well as they have right now. And you see the stats right now, Pennsylvania 6-for-11 from the field, and Princeton just 1-7.
Tigers, as we said, have been out-rebounded 10-3. 13% is what Princeton is shooting, as Ed said, and that is where the troubles really are starting, with their concentration sort of wavering a little bit, too.
You know, we've seen the Tigers get off to some slow starts and be able to escape with victory, such as in Columbia early in the year, and some of their other games. They can't afford to do that tonight.
Well, Pennsylvania will have possession to start off this second half of the first half. LeVon Plummer steps into the game for Pennsylvania, as we said before. He is in there for Matt Langle. Also, Josh Sanger's in there for Jeff Owens. Michael Jordan getting the ball in, trying to get it in, can't find anybody open. Finally gets it to Plummer, who's covered by C.J. Chapman. Plummer, they thought when he came in, would be almost the identical split of Michael Jordan. Hasn't been the case, but he's been a serviceable reserve. His three is good. And just like that, it's 18-3. As Plummer said, that's what Pennsylvania is on fire. A 15-point lead.
More than serviceable. He will hit the open three as well. The Tigers letting him get a good look at the basket.
Young hands it off to LaRose, right side for Brian Earl. Earl looking inside, covered by Plummer, steps toward the free throw line, outside for Chapman, open for three. Shot is too hard off the rim, Jordan with the rebound. Nobody's following the shot for Christian. Jordan across midcourt, goes to Romantic, hops inside the paint. Right side for Ryan for three, no good, rebound by Chapman. So C.J. Chapman gets the long rebound, and he brings it across midcourt. Tigers have one bucket in this game. It's a three-pointer by Brian Earl, and Mason Rocha has just turned the ball over, throwing it out of bounds. He thought it was deflected. Fourth turnover for Princeton.
Well, the Tigers are trying to get some offense by putting Phil Gielen into the game. They need somebody else to step up. Phil Gielen, if he can find his shot, which he has not done all year, he gives him that outside threat.
10:28 left to play in the first half. It's 18-3 Pennsylvania. Mike Sullivan's in the game. Jeff Owens is back in the game for Penn. Michael Jordan is off the floor, so Langle and Plummer will run the offense. Romantic along the free throw line. Backs in Young, turns toward the hoop, leans, goes outside for Langle, sets up for three. No good. Rebound by Phil Beelen.
Strong job by Beelen to get in for the rebound. Pennsylvania with their motion offense, they continue to get open looks up top. The running players in the paint, the ball handlers going to the paint, and somebody's open every time.
Chris Young dribbles one time, top of the free throw line, not a Brian Earl, covered by Langle. Up top for Lewis, who slips to get the dribble. Left wing for Mason Rocha. Rocha up top for Young. Thinks about a three, moves to his right. right, outside for Earl, up top for Llewellyn, and on the shot clock. Now Mason Rocha, right side for Brian Earl, down low for Young, whistle blows, and a pushing foul is called against Jeff Owens. That's his first, and the team's third, so the Tigers will get a fresh 35 to work with.
Young just trying to box him down low, and Owens had to try and push him out, thought he could get away with it, but it was off.
Jed Ryan will check into the game, back into the game, as Paul Romanchuk will check out. No, it'll be Jeff Owens that'll check out. I don't think Owens realizes who's coming out of the game. We've got three different people coming out. So Romanchuk does come out of the game. Phil Beal wins down the basketball for Princeton. Gets it in the game for Llewellyn. Llewellyn backpedals, gives it up to Brian Earl. Left side for Mason Rocha. Rocha up top for Brian Earl. Earl pulls it back out, goes to Mason again. Left side for Gabe Llewellyn. Back up top for Mason. Moves to his right. Now to Llewellyn. Bounce past the other on the free throw line. Hands it to Llewellyn. He wasn't ready for it. And it's picked off by Sullivan to the near side.
Tigers with five turnovers so far in the night, and they've been ugly turnovers since they lead.
Lango gives it off right side for Ryan. Now to Plummer. Sets up for three. Wide open. It's good. And it's 21-3. LeVar Plummer with 2 3-pointers. Overall, 4 threes for Pennsylvania. 9:04 to play. Tigers down by 18. Llewellyn, top of the circle. Left side for Beal, and he has it knocked away by Plummer, which it blows. And it'll be a foul called against LeVar Plummer. That'll be his first and the team's fourth.
Well, you mentioned how the Tigers, it was a little lethargic before that last time out. They just look sluggish right now on the court. They're not cutting hard down to the basket. And on the other end, we're still getting back defensively. Quickers are getting wide open.
Brian Earl brings it across the court again. Now to Mason Rocha up top for Beal. Moves to his right, hands it to Llewellyn. Open for three. No good. Too hard off the side of the rim. Matt Langle with the rebound.
Princeton now 1-for-7 from beyond the arc.
Lamar Plummer hops through the paint, knocked away by Beal. He slips but gets control and hands it to Brian Earl. 18-point lead for Pennsylvania. Gabe Llewellyn brings it up top to Mason Rocha between the circles. Out of Chris Young. Young moves to his left. Still moving. Nobody's there. He's running the point. He shouldn't be there. Gives it off right side for Phil Beal. Now right again for Gabe Llewellyn. Looking down low. Slips a pass cross court to Mason Rocha. Rocha up top for Young. Open for a three. He'll take the three. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound is taken by Lango. On the floor is Brian Earl. Jump ball. And the possession arrow will wait and see. Should go to the Tigers. So the Princeton Tigers should get a fresh 35. They will with 8:09 to play here in the first half. Let's step aside for 10 seconds and allow our stations to identify themselves. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
This is Financial News Talk Radio 1515 WHWH, Princeton. And Mercer County, chairman to WHWH. We mean business.
Thank you, I'm Tom McCarthy. We're live from the Palestra in Philadelphia. It's been all Pennsylvania in the first 12 minutes. 21-3 is your score. The Tigers down by 18. They have one bucket in this first half. It was a three-pointer by Brian Earl. Beal gets it into Gabe Llewellyn on a long pass off the inbound. To the right side for Beal. A pop for Chris Young. He's 0-for-3 from outside the arc. Now to Mason Rocha. Hands it to Brian Earl. Earl behind his back. Now left corner for Rocha. Up top for Beal. Sets up for three. It's no good. Off the side of the rim. Michael Jordan with the rebound. Tigers 1-for-11 from outside the arc.
And that time everybody cleared out for the Tigers except Chris Young, but it came to the other side of the cylinder.
Jordan fadeaway jumper is good. Boy, good touch by Michael Jordan. He has 7 points. It's 23-3.
Nothing has worked for the Tigers offensively. They've used different players. They've switched things up, and the Quakers have stuck them down.
5 out of 4, 7:35 left to play here in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. I'll be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
The Tri-State area's most accomplished BMW Retail Center invites you to visit their new facility on Route 1 Princeton. You'll not only be greeted by smiling faces, but you'll also find the all-new 1999 BMW 3 Series. And let's not forget to mention the new 5 and 7 Series sedans and Z3s, all of which you have so often admired from afar. At Princeton BMW, you may also select from their extensive inventory of pre-owned certified BMWs. BMW, the ultimate driving machine, can be found at Princeton BMW, the ultimate retail center. Call 609-452-9400.
7 minutes, 35 seconds left to play in the first half. 23-3, Pennsylvania on top of Princeton. Well, for all those doubters who wondered about this Penn squad, and I don't know if there were too many doubters, but they have been on fire, a 20-point lead in the first 12 and a half minutes of this game. Down low to Young, cuts to the basket, dropped away by Owens. Jed Ryan with the rebound. Now Lango across midcourt. Owens trying to get positioning on the 2-3 zone. The pass is thrown away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. 7 minutes, 19 seconds. Left. Oh, they're saying that ball.
Actually, the correct call, because it's deflected partially off either Phil Thielen or Gabe Llewellyn. The Tigers are arguing that that's actually the right call.
Well, there's a full timeout on the floor. 7:19 to play here in the first half. Your score, Pennsylvania 23, Princeton 3. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. I'll be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
There's no better place to get your car sparkling clean than Princeton Car Wash. With brand new state-of-the-art equipment, Princeton Car Wash provides the highest degree of professional car care available. That's why a book of car wash coupons and gift certificates make a great gift. And now, Tiger basketball fans, just bring in your ticket stub during the 1998-99 Princeton University season and receive $1 off a full-service car wash or $2 off one of their deluxe packages. For the best car wash around, Princeton Car Wash on Route 1 next to the Market Fair.
Well, 7 minutes and 19 seconds showing on the game clock here in the first half, and it has been all Quakers, 23-3. Tigers have won 5 consecutive games against Pennsylvania, have handed them some pretty drastic defeats over those 5 games. The most dramatic was the first one down at Lehigh, the playoff game that sent the Tigers to the NCAA tournament 3 years ago. Pennsylvania on top, 23-3. The Tigers' edge is ice cold from the outside.
And here's the telling stat there. 1 for 10 from the field. 9 of those shots, 3-pointers. 2 things about that. Number one, they didn't get a second chance off that 3. And I think the obvious thing is, Tom, you and I were talking about this during the break, is the Tigers have not been able to get anything going on the backcourt. Nobody's been able to touch the basket. And so far, Jeff Owens has won the battle, at least on the defensive end, against Chris Young. He just had the big block shot, but he's not allowing Young to get the position we've seen him get in some of the other games recently.
Well, we did not see Jeff Owens last year because of medical reasons. He was out with a heart problem. But he was able to get clearance from his doctors to come back, and he's played fairly well for Penn this year, averaging just under 10 points and 7.5 rebounds. Princeton is, so far in this first half, 1 for 13 from the floor, as we said. And meanwhile, Pennsylvania shooting 50% outside the arc, and also over 50% from just the floor. Jordan Wood on the basketball, gets it into Langle. Langle will work his way to the center of the floor. Right side for Jordan, now to Jed Ryan. On the free throw line, outside for Frank Brown, who's in the game. He'll set up for 3. It's good. 26-3.
Everybody on the Quakers is on fire. They have 4 different players with 3-pointers. And once again, an open look at the basket.
Tigers down by 23 points. They scored just 3 points in 13 minutes. And now another steal by Penn. Young has it knocked away by Ryan. That's 6 turnovers. Ryan to the right side for Langle. Langle looking to his right for Frank Brown. Now to Ryan again. Left side they go to Jordan. Left wing for Langle. Langle with 20 on the shot clock. Inside for Ryan. Shot is blocked. Rebound though by Michael Jordan. Penn is just out hustling Princeton now. Jordan inside the paint, outside for Brown, up top for Ryan. Moves to his left, goes for Langle, moves to his left for a jump shot, no good. Rebound by Phil Bjorn. And a gap for Pennsylvania because they finally missed the shot. Right side for Llewellyn, looking down low for Young. Back to the basket. Up top for Phil Bjorn. Down to Mason Rocker. Free throw line for Chris Young. Hands it off to Bjorn. Bjorn top of the point. Left side for Brian Earl. Has to take the shot. Up top for Chris Young. Moves to his left. Hands it to Brian Earl. Moves to his right. Down to the free throw line. Up top for Young for 3. No good. Rebound by Frank Brown. Over 4 for Chris Young.
And Chris Young is an outstanding scorer. Can hit the 3. That's not the Tigers' first option offensively, but he has had to take a ton of shots from the on the arc.
Lango top of the point. Gives it off to Jordan. Right side for Brown. Brown moves to the top of the point. Looks like he traveled. Now to Langle again. With 18 on the shot clock. Up top to Jordan, covered by Bjorn. Moves to his right. Down the right side of the lane. Leaves it down low for Owens. Off the back of the rim. No good. But he's fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. And he'll get 2 shots. Get 2 of the fouls against. He's going against Gabe Llewellyn. That's his second, the team's fifth.
It's even more amazing with the stretch by Pennsylvania. The Tigers took a 3-0 lead. This is a 26-0 run by Pennsylvania.
5 minutes, 34 seconds left to play here in the first half. And Princeton is down 26-3. Jeff Owens to the free throw line for 2 shots. And he misses his first one. 52% for the free throw line this year. So Manchester with Flubber check back in. Ryan and Langle check out.
Well, for Princeton, you can't look at the scoreboard right now. What you have to do is come down on the other end, set up offensively, try to start getting your offense into the rhythm.
And Owens misses the second shot. Young with the rebound. The Tigers do, you're right, have to get some semblance of an offense, some semblance of a game back. Earl spins top of the point. Nobody's there. Left side for Beelen. Up top for Young. Moves to his right. Gives it off right side for Brian Earl. Earl covered by Plummer. Plummer watches as Llewellyn takes it up top. Now to Beelen. Left side down low for Gabe Llewellyn. Reverses his field. Outside to Earl. Goes baseline. Short jump shot. No good. Rebound by Jeff Owens. Nobody there again other than Brian Earl, who tried to crash in against Owens. He sends it to Mr. Foul.
And Brian Earl is called for a personal foul, his second. And it's the team's six. Josh Sanger will check into the game for Penn. Jeff Owens will check out.
I don't think anyone could have imagined this horrible start and this drastic start on two different ends
with these 3 points.
Absolutely not.
Jordan will come across midcourt. Slows up the offense. Moves to his left, between his legs on the dribble, inside for Manchin, up toward the basket, off the glass, good. And the Tigers just did not move, but Manchin got it to fall, and he'll go to the free throw line to finish off a 3-point play and see the fouls against the Princeton. It's going against Chris Young, that's his second, team 7.
Well, if you're Bill Carver, you're sticking by that last play, because Chris Young and Mason Rocca stood there and let him walk right in for an easy two for Romantic and then the shot foul.
Romantic's shot is good, so it's now 29-3. A 26-point lead. Frank Brown checks out. Mike Sullivan checks back in. Chris Young and Brian Earl run the baseline. Dave Morales gets the inbound pass. He hasn't even taken more than one shot in this first half. Beelen works his way toward the timeline. Just an across from Mason Rocca. Rocca covered by Romantic. Out of Brian Earl. Right side for Morales. Down low for Young. Back to the basket. Steps toward the baseline. Bumps away. And a foul is called on Josh Sanger. That's his first. Team's fifth.
Yeah, I almost hate to say it, but you look at Princeton, there's almost a deer in the headlight look with these players. I think they're just simply in shock right now, even the veterans.
Brian Earl wins out the basketball for the Tigers. Gets it in for Gabe Llewellyn. Top of the point. Covered by Sullivan. Gives it off to Beelen. Left wing for Mason Rocca. Now to Beelen. Beelen back to Mason Rocca. Over to the left side for Gabe Llewellyn. Free throw line for Young. Off to the basket. Shot is no good. Blocking foul is called on Sanger. So Young will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, every Princeton possession, when they finally do get a shot, it's like pulling teeth. It's such a strenuous workload the way Pennsylvania is playing defensively. There is no room around the paint for anybody to cut or anybody to get a clear look.
Young with two shots. First shot is good. So the slide is broken. And a standing ovation by the Penn fans for the Princeton Tigers.
I think that's the first and only standing ovation for Princeton ever by the Lester Brown.
And I would think also for Pennsylvania's defense and how well they played as the Tigers missed one shot after another. Second shot is good. So it's 29-5. Tigers down by 24 with 4:15 to play in the first half. Plummer left of the free throw line, moves to his right between his legs, left side for Jordan, looks inside, works his way to the top of the point, goes up top for Sullivan, now to Plummer again along the far sideline, down low for Owens, along the baseline, works his way toward the paint, outside for Jordan, now to Romantic, left side for Sullivan, down low for Plummer. Plummer up top for Jordan. Jordan hops toward the paint. Outside for Sullivan. Five on the shot clock. Sullivan now to Jordan. Top of the point. Leaning three. No good. Rebound by Chris Young.
Yeah, the Tigers get a break there because Brian Earl goes for the steal and misses it.
Michael Jordan steals it from Chris Young. Now to the free throw line for Owens. And Penn gets it back. Even when the Tigers make a good defensive stand, they turn it back over. Romantic top of the point. Gives it up to Jordan. Jordan moves to his right. Down low for Owens, bobbles the basketball, outside for Plummer, toward the free throw line, outside for Jordan now. 3:15, Jordan with 10 on the shot clock, hops through the paint, left baseline for Sullivan, off the glass, good. It was wide open, Michael Jordan threw everybody through him, and it gets it off to Sullivan, 31-5.
And everybody for Pennsylvania making the extra pass, their motion offense has been totally unselfish tonight.
Young along the baseline, back to the basket. Now faces the basket from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Brian Earl. Off the glass is good. So Earl with 5 points. It's 31-7. Now Plummer brings it toward midcourt. He's caught in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline with three to spare. 2:42 to play. Plummer in front of the far sideline. Works his way center of the floor. Down on the left side for Sullivan. Sullivan now moves to the right. Back to Jordy. Jordy just in front of the Ivy League symbol. Back to Plummer. Left side for Sullivan. Covered by Llewellyn. Back up top for Plummer. Plummer looking inside. Very patient in his pen. Owens turns toward the basket. Stretch up shot. No good. Young with the rebound.
Well, the defense finally by Princeton is Owens has to take the turnaround. There was patience by Pennsylvania, but the clock is winding down.
Young hands it off to Brian Earl. Now to Mason Rocca. Left side for Earl. Open for a moment. Doesn't take anything. Goes to Llewellyn. Looking inside. Both Rocca and Young are in the same spot. Far sideline for Brian Earl. Down low for Young. Inside the paint. Hook shot is blocked away by Owens. Looks like he was fouled. Nothing was fouled. Jordan brings it across midcourt. Whistle blows. Time out on the floor. 20-second timeout called by Fran Duffy. Your score. Pennsylvania 31. 3-7. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. And be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network. Well, Joe Carmody has never lost an Ivy League game as a head coach. He certainly has had a share as an assistant coach. This one, though, is at Pennsylvania, 31-7. Your score, a 24-point lead, as Penn has it with 1:50 to play in the first half. Lango comes up to the near sideline very slowly. Goes up top for Michael Jordan. Right side for Ken Ryan. Starting five in there for Pennsylvania. Not for the Tigers, though. Thielen's in there, as is Mason Rocca. Ryan, right side, gives it up top for Lango. Lango gives up his dribble, goes to Romanchuk. Romanchuk up top for Michael Jordan. Jordan, long range three with six on the shot clock, no good. And it's out of bounds, and Princeton will get it back.
Tigers finally tightening up defensively, and Brian Earl said, right with Michael Jordan, he didn't give him a good look at the lane or at the basket.
Well, there's a media timeout on the floor with 1:23 left to play here in the first half. 31-7, your score. Princeton is down 24 points. It was a 28-0 run. Actually, it was a 29-0 run by Pennsylvania. Just an amazing start to what was supposed to be an amazing ballgame.
And we've talked about how the Tigers have been ice cold and Pennsylvania has been red hot. The Princeton Tigers went about 15 minutes without scoring. And you have to give a little credit to Pennsylvania's defense, as nothing is going right for the Tigers in the paint. And they're just simply ice cold from beyond the arc. And we saw some warning signs 2 weeks ago in Cornell and Columbia, but it seemed like the Tigers kind of got out of their shooting roles with their home games against Barbara Dramler, but they reverted back to their ice cold ways once again.
Well, Bill Carmody is emphatically going over some things with some of his players on the left side of the floor, the near side of the bench. Meanwhile, for Pennsylvania, Fran Dunphy, cool and collected. He has gone through five consecutive losses, and a lot of times you can say that the Penn-Princeton rivalry goes in cycles. It was Penn for a handful of years with the Jerome Allens of this world, and then it was Princeton with Steve Goodrich, Mitch Henderson, James Rosario, and we're not saying that now it's Penn again, but at least for tonight, so far, it's been all Penn.
And the Quakers coming into the season, a lot of people felt this was their year to overtake Princeton, but just like with the Tigers, when they finally got over that hump and defeated Penn in that playoff game, a lot of these Quakers have never defeated Princeton, so it's one thing to talk about it, it's one thing to measure up before this game to say, well, I think Pennsylvania's better, or I think Princeton's better, but it's another thing to finally do it on the court, and that's exactly what the Quakers are doing.
Well, Princeton will have some desperate moving from left to right, wearing their road black uniforms, Penn with their home whites, the blue numbers trimmed in red. Thielen went down the basketball, and Penn is pressing as Brian Earl will now switch with Phil Thielen and inbound the basketball. About ready to resume. Here we go. As Earl gets it into Gabe Llewellyn. Llewellyn back over to Thielen. Thielen and Earl will run the point as they try to get it across the timeline. Thielen's got 3 seconds to get it across the timeline, not 2 seconds. Gets it to Gabe Llewellyn, who's knocked away by Paul Romanchuk. That'll be Romanchuk's second personal foul, and it is the team's seventh foul. That means Llewellyn's will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Well, that's one of the rare mistakes that Pennsylvania's made. Romanchuk's had a situation where if he doesn't go for the steal, he's going to have Llewellyn's in a situation where he's going to have to scoop up the ball, not be able to dribble. Still, Beal was desperately trying to get that over the timeline. It's a little over-aggressive this by Romanchuk.
Tigers 2 for 18 from the floor, 2 for 2 for the free throw line. Make it 2 for 3 as Llewellyn's fits at the front end of the 1-1, where they need those free shots. 105 to play. That is on top 31-7. This is a Princeton type game where Princeton's playing for the Columbias or Cornells of this world. Jordan goes to the right side, up top for Lango, hops toward the free throw line, bounce pass inside is cut off by Chris Young. It was a sloppy pass on the part of Lango, but we have a 24-point lead, kind of is overshadowed. 33 seconds to play in the first half. Earl bounce pass to Mason Rocket down along the left block. Inside the paint, running shot is good, but there's a foul call beforehand on Jed Ryan. That's his second. And Mason Rocket will go to the free throw line for 1-1.
It's a nice move by Mason Rocket because Pennsylvania's been double teaming whenever one of the Tigers think they get it. And he gave Jeff Owens a look like he was going to pass the ball outside. And that hesitation by Owens allowed Rocket to finally get a 1-1 underneath.
Mason Rocket on the year, 67% for the free throw line. He's down there the most out of any Tiger. But his shot is no good, and Owens with the rebound. Tigers are now 2 for 4 from the free throw line. They are missing everything. 30 seconds to play in the first half. 31-7, Penn is on top. Michael Jordan just going to hold it for one shot. There's a differential of about 2 seconds. Stop a shot clock and the game clock. 31-7, your score, 24-point lead. Jordan moves to his left, now toward the paint, hopping toward the basket. What a shot is good. Michael Jordan gets it to fall. He has 9 points. It's 33-7. The whistle blows. There's a foul called. It's going to go against Michael Jordan. That'll be his first.
Well, on that last play, Michael Jordan, I think he almost lulled the Princeton defense to sleep. He held it out for so long and for so long, they just made that quick cut to the basket. Now another free throw opportunity. You said it, Tom. The Tigers need all the free shots they can get. They've gotten very few in this first half.
Back into the game for Pennsylvania, Josh Sanger. Ryan Earl, the free throw line for 1-1. And the shot is good as he gets a friendly roll. Nothing's been friendly tonight, but that was 6 points for Ryan Earl. And it's 33-8. He'll get a second shot with 3 seconds showing on the game clock.
Pennsylvania fans, Kenny got Ryan Earl's ring tonight every time he touches the basketball.
Second shot for Ryan Earl as he goes into a sea of hands. Is good. Nothing but net. So he has 7 points. And it's 33-9. Jordan gets the inbound pass. 2 seconds. 1 second. Chucks it up for midcourt. No good. We had to anticipate because for a lot of this game, it's been all Pennsylvania. Everything should follow their way. Well, your score at the half. It is Pennsylvania 33 and Princeton 9. That's right, 33-9. Pennsylvania's on top. Our halftime break is coming up there. Ed Reddow of the city of Philadelphia will join us. We'll also talk with Rich Simpkins about the first half. Not a lot to talk about if you're a Princeton fan, but we'll take a 2 minute break and be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
The Iguanas are having a party this weekend.
Oh, I know. We should bring along some Budweiser.
I'm not worried about the Budweiser. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about our pickup line.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm tired of sitting on the branch with you every Saturday night.
Speak for yourself. I've had a few days.
Hey, that thing with the note was not a date.
What are you talking about?
We're helping her hunt for more.
So, whatever. It's a date, okay?
Let's work on the
We're out together.
How about this?
What?
What's a beautiful iguana like you doing in a rat-infested swamp like this?
No, that's the oldest line in the book, all right? It's played.
Okay. How about... Your eyes are like huge, bulging spheres, which can rotate in any direction.
Oh, you're nuts. You're getting nowhere with that. You need a more romantic approach, Lou.
Yeah, like what?
Look, you just send them a Budweiser from across the swamp.
Okay, I like that.
Then you crawl up slowly
and
say, I couldn't help but notice how the moonlight reflects off of your sticky, gelatinous tongue.
Oh, Frank, that's disgusting.
Not disgusting. It's certainly no worse than your lines.
You are not.
Hey, I've had much success with that line.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Enjoy Princeton athletics like never before by joining the Tiger Cub Club presented by First Union. This exclusive club allows kids to attend selected football, soccer, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, and baseball events free. You'll also get to meet the players and attend special pregame parties and clinics. Pregame activities include face painting, moonwalk, and musical entertainment. A free t-shirt, Cub Club card, card, and team photos are included with membership. For more information on the Tiger Cub Club, please call 609-258-5666.
Gee, what carried you away from the big game?
Oh, commercial break. Gotta make a phone call.
Honey, that sports talk show told you never to call again.
No, home equity loan. PNC Bank's got great rates.
Ooh, we could really use some home improvement.
Exactly. Sports will paint the whole house the team colors.
Give me the phone.
Well, who are you calling?
Marriage counselor.
Just keep paying.
Call 1-800-762-9367 for your home equity loan at PNC Bank. Equal housing lender. Marriage counseling not included.
Well, back here at the Celestial, along with that naked ice out McCarthy, your score at the half, it is Pennsylvania 33 and Princeton 9. 7 points by Brian Earl, 2 for Chris Young. That's really all we have to say individually as far as the scoring goes. But the Tigers have been ice cold from the outside. They are 2 of 19 from the floor, which equates to right around 10%. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania is right around 50%, 2 for 5 from outside the arc. They are led by Michael Jordan's quiet 9 points. Remember, there was a quiet 9 points in this first half. It is good right there. So 33-9, Pennsylvania is on top of Princeton. Ed, take it away.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. We're joined by a very special guest here at halftime. Again, the score, Pennsylvania 33, Princeton 9. It has been UGLY with a capital UG for the Princeton Tigers in this first half. As everything has gone wrong for Princeton, and everything has gone right for the University of Pennsylvania, as the Quakers have shot the lights out and shut down the Princeton Tigers on the other end. Well, I said we had a very special guest with us at halftime. I see him smiling already. I can tell he's enjoying himself. We are joined by the Honorable Mayor of Philadelphia, Ed Rendell. Mr. Mayor, I know a couple years ago we were having a little fun talking about who was going to win the Ivy League. Princeton's had their way, but I think you have to be smiling tonight. Maybe the best half we've seen in quite some time for the Quakers.
Yeah, I mean, we played great. We played, most of all, great defense. To hold Princeton with 2 field goals for a half. And this is a team that beats North Carolina Charlotte, beats UAB, you know, beats some great teams. It's pretty awesome. You know, when Princeton beat Texas, nobody thought much of that win. Texas has now rolled off about 10 in a row. So so far, it's still good for them. You know, the only thing is, you're going to think this is funny, but these games are so great that it takes a little bit out of it to have it 33-9 at halftime. And again, I'm not saying the Princeton can't come back, but last year's game in the Palestra, meaningless to us because we were out of it, meaningful to the Tigers only because they wanted to go undefeated in the league. It was as good a college basketball game as I've ever seen, as exciting a college basketball game. With both, you know, the fans from both sides screaming their lungs out, that's missing so far in this game. And I hope it doesn't come back to that. But so a little bit of it, the drama's out of it a little bit. Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners were kind of wishing along those same lines to get a little closer. But we are going to talk more about Princeton tonight. I will just bring this up once. I guess we have to congratulate you. You have to be very happy. There's 2 new stadiums on the way in the city of Philadelphia. I know there's a lot of talk about where they're going to be, and there's still a long way to go, but I think you have to be thrilled, especially here in your final year as mayor, that one of your big goals as far as stadiums
are concerned. Yeah, it was a struggle because, you know, right now a lot of people don't want to give public money to rich players and rich owners, and our teams aren't going well, which makes it harder. So it was a struggle, but I think in the end, as I've said many times, cities are made up of things other than just the bottom line. There's a spirit to cities, there's a heart, there's a soul to it. And sports, above almost anything else, binds people together. Rich people, poor people, people from different sections of the city. When we won, when we were NBA champs and Stanley Cup champs, and when we won the World Series in 80, it was an unbelievable feeling here. And for us and for Pittsburgh to lose those sports teams would have been disastrous. So it was a great victory. Of course, we'll see where those stadiums do. I know you have to be very happy. If you're a Philadelphia basketball fan, I know you're here tonight, Penn Princeton. You have St. Joe's Temple down the road. You have the unbeaten Philadelphia 76ers down 76.
How are they doing at that time?
That's a good question. We're actually going to try and find that out. But I think if you're a sports fan of Philadelphia, if you're a basketball fan, this is the kind of night you dream of.
Sure, and going over something great, unexpected.
I don't have to say this. And I grew up in the Big 5 watching Penn St. Joe and St. Joe going over. It's the best rivalry in college basketball is Penn and Princeton. I can't believe that ESPN is here tonight. I can't believe it, that they're covering some junky game. This is as good a game as there is in the country. And I can't believe 2 undefeated teams, 2 teams who kicked the rears of big-time basketball programs.
and they should be here.
And let me also say, assuming Pat hangs on, and we're a 33-9, don't believe it's unlikely.
I have to say, your caliber confidence is certainly righteous in this case.
Assuming Pat hangs on, that doesn't mean anything. I guarantee you the game at Princeton will be a nail biter. And let me also say, Princeton, because of their discipline, I don't expect them to lose a game in the league other than the Penn. And we're playing so well, I don't expect us to lose a game in the league. I think the game at Jadwin is going to be a great game. Great game. And obviously the Tigers, if it stays like this, will have a revenge mode.
You know, we've seen and you've seen so much with Princeton and Pennsylvania, obviously. I think in this decade, when you see what Brandon Duffy's done with that great Penn team he had in the early part, they went to the tournament, were successful. Then Princeton comes along, they win two tournament games. Do you think these two programs, not only, as always, are the elite in the Ivy League, do you think they've taken things up a notch as far as their stature nationally?
There's no question. I mean, look at the wins. I mean, look at the wins. Penn's beaten everyone in Philadelphia except one over that they've won over in 10 days. Everyone in the city. Princeton beat, well, what is it? UNC Charlotte beat Cincinnati, right?
Absolutely.
Princeton's got big time wins. I think it won't happen, but it'll be disgraceful when the NCAA will not pick the team that doesn't win the league. Players and I'm large the NCAA this year. I have no doubt about it. Are they two of these teams within the best 64 teams in the country? Absolutely. Absolutely. And what do we have to do to prove it? What does Princeton have to do to prove it? What does Penn have to do to prove it?
Well, Pennsylvania's proving something right now. Mr. Mayor, we'd like to thank you again for spending some time. I know I want to let you get back to your seat. You had to kind of push and shove.
Right, right. This rivalry is a little special for me, a little extra special, because A, my brother went to Princeton, and B, because I am good personal friends and political allies with Phil Bradley. So I'm going to call Bill tomorrow, assuming it stays as it is. I'm going to give Bill a call.
Well, they might need Bill back on the court. Mr. Mayor, pleasure as always. Congratulations on the new stadiums, and we'll see you again down the road.
Thanks.
The Honorable Mayor Ed Rendell of Philadelphia has been our halftime guest. We will take a two-minute break and be back. Your score, Pennsylvania 33, Princeton 9. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Rise. That's too intense.
Wise.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
Wise.
Ooh, I'm in the zone. I'm checking.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing.
Louie, just say the line.
Oh, Francis, baby, thanks.
Yeah?
Just say the line?
Yeah.
That's why you're still sitting on the bridge.
Uh-huh.
I'm performing on the swan.
Get off man.
If Budweiser wanted someone to just say the line, as you naively put it,
yes,
they'd have hired a chimpanzee and saved themselves a little money.
Yeah, the chimp is probably booked on a bigger job.
Oh, ha-ha!
That's part of reality, you know that?
Frankie, when I say, you know what that does? You have any idea what that does?
Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, well, get a grip.
Okay.
It sells beer.
Oh,
okay?
Really?
It moves the Budweiser off the shelf.
Mm.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Uh-huh.
It's like Louis Mania.
Oh, really?
Louis Mania.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, but I have a little quiet here.
Budweiser. Oh, yeah. I was going to sell some beer.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Imagine if your car ran like your gas furnace. It would run at full speed, then completely stop. Back to full speed, and stop. All day long. A train, we don't think this is a very efficient way to drive or to heat your home. That's why the Train XL80 gas furnace comes with a multi-speed blower and two-stage burner. It runs faster when you need more warmth and slower when you need less. So the XL80 heats your home more evenly and reduces fuel consumption. Get a Train XL80 and stop driving your energy costs out of sight.
Going to be getting nippy outside. Warm up with a new Train gas furnace from Tyndall & Ranson, 880 Alexander Road, Princeton. Call 609-924-3434. Hurry, before Jack Frost starts nipping at your nose. Call Tyndall & Ranson, 609-924-3434.
Designed, tested, and manufactured to last. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back to the Palestra in Philadelphia. Ed Benkin here with Tom McCarthy and Rich Siskus. One half complete. If you just tune in to the radio, it is 33-9. That is correct. 0-9. Pennsylvania on top of Princeton. Rich Siskus is joining us right now. Rich, we can analyze and diagram the X's and O's, but I think ugly best describes that first half of the Tigers. In Pennsylvania, you know, we had a lot to do with that defensively as well as offensively.
You sure it's only halftime? You know, when you can't throw the ball in the ocean, it's really hard to compete. Forget about winning. And Princeton's having a real hard time competing here because the shooting is atrocious, I guess is a good word. I thought Penn would come out, and I thought their full court pressure would rattle Princeton. Instead, Penn is chosen to go back into the half court defense, and the half court defense is rattling Princeton. And I thought Princeton might be able to handle that a little bit better than they are, but the shots that they're getting are falling, they're pressing it a little bit, and it's like a snowball developing. You know, in the first half, early in the half, Penn got a couple offensive rebounds and got some second looks. They converted on a couple of them. The lead started building. Penn started knocking down some shots. And Penn gained more confidence. Princeton kept losing confidence. And then it was just a question of how ugly would it get. And as it turns out, it was pretty ugly.
Absolutely. And we look at some of the field goals for stats for Princeton. Not only have they not shot the ball well, but we see some of them only four field goals left. Gabriel Ellis just two. Chris Young is 0-for-8. And he's 0-for-4 from 3-point arc. I think the Quakers have done a nice job not allowing Earlham Lewellis to get a look at the threes. But as a result, Young, who's not a bad 3-point shooter, let's face it, he's not the first option.
No, I don't think he is the first option. But, you know, he has shot the ball well, especially of late. And frankly, the 4 3-pointers that Chris Young missed were all wide open. They were just wide open shots. Strider missed a wide open one. Chapman missed a ball wide open one. I mean, some of those shots were contested. I think the problem is that of the 18 field goals attempted, 12 of them were 3-pointers. The 6 2-pointers, 2 of them were blocked shots. The shot attempts by Young inside were blocked by Owen. So Princeton really is relying. They started the game relying on that outside shot instead of trying to establish the game down low, and they're kicking the ball out once they've established that. Instead, they start going, and this is a recurring problem, of course, against the team with the quality of Penn and the intensity of Penn on defense. But you really get exposed. If you can't shoot the ball, it's hard to establish any kind of game right now.
All right, we will take a 2-minute break. When we return, we'll have second half action from the rest of the score, Pennsylvania 33, Princeton 9. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network. At Princeton, we have 38 varsity sports. Last year, we won 4 national championships, 12 Ivy League titles, 20 of 33 teams to compete in Ivy League sponsored sports finished first or second, and 16 teams competed in NCAA championship events. The winter sports season is upon us, and we invite you to check out some exciting action. Come see basketball, hockey, track, swimming, wrestling, squash, and fencing. If you like sports, we probably have one for you. For a schedule of upcoming events, call 609-258-3545 or 609-258-3568. Princeton Sports, family fun, just down the road.
Enjoy Princeton athletics like never before by joining the Tiger Cub Club presented by First Union. This exclusive club allows kids to attend selected football, soccer, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, and baseball events free. You'll also get to meet the players and attend special pregame parties and clinics. Pregame activities include face painting, moonwalk, and musical entertainment. A free t-shirt, Cub Club card, and team photos are included with membership. For more information on the Tiger Cub Club, please call 609-258-5666.
You don't have to think you're scraping bottom when you're buying name brand furniture at 40 to 70% off. Look at it this way. Now you can buy twice as much. The JCPenney Furniture Clearance Center, 2 locations, double your selection, 15 minutes apart, with 13 and Leviton Parkway, Bristol Plaza, 26 OP Durham Road, next to Pathmark. Luxurious living rooms, bedrooms, formal dining rooms, and accent furniture, end tables, dressers, sectionals, recliners, curios, love seats, sofas, respected name brands, one-of-a-kind items, JCPenney floor samples, some slightly soiled or damaged, many nearly perfect. All 40 to 70% off original prices, as is cash or charge. So truck in, load up, the JCPenney Furniture Clearance Center.
I love the way you make me smile, JCPenney. I love it.
Route 13 of Levittown Parkway, Bristol Plaza, 2603 Graham Road, next to Pathmark.
Well, back here at the Blaster of Old Red Bank, and I'm Tom McCarthy. The Tigers will switch to the opposite side of the floor and see if that pass is going to work any better than the right side of the floor. 33-9 is your score as we begin things here in the second half. The Quakers led by Michael Jordan, 5 points. It's led just about everybody for the Quakers, so that's the scoring. And Penn will have the basketball to start off the final 20 minutes. Mason Rocca and Ahmed El-Nokali will start the second half for Princeton. They starting 5 for Penn. Jordan, Owens, Romanchik, Langle, and Ryan.
Owens has it top of the point. Works his way about three steps from the free throw line. Outside to Ryan. Now to Lango, left wing. Up top to Jordan. Jordan, left side for Lango. Lango points toward the middle. Now inside the paint for Owens. Faces the basket, 14 on the shot clock. Now to Jordan up top, and Ryan puts up the loose ball. Back over to Michael Jordan. Jordan between the circle. 6-5. Spins, free throw line. Up toward the basket, off the rim. No good. Ahmed El Nokali with the rebound.
Jordan's so quick for the basket. El Nokali got deep, but he stayed with the rebound.
Oh, what a pass from Mason Rocket. Down low to Chris Young. Cutting to the hoop. He lays it off the glass, and the lead is now 33-11. And Princeton forces a Pennsylvania turnover, and the Tigers will get it back.
Well, there's no time to waste right now for Princeton. If they want to make a run, get back in this game, they have to do it right now at the start of the half.
It's a 22-point lead for Pennsylvania. 33-11. Ryan Owens down the basketball along the left baseline. Puts it up top for Gabe Llewellyn, who moves to his right to the free throw line. Now to El Nokali. Back to Chris Young along the free throw line. Young looking down low, outside to El Nokali. Whistle blows. Foul called against Michael Jordan. That's his first, or his second, I should say, team's first.
So Brian Earl was trying to cut underneath to the back door. So Michael Jordan just basically looks like an offensive lineman trying to block him out. Earl had a full end of the basket.
Ryan Earl gets it into Mason Rocket away up top. Rocket will work the ball to his right, go to El Nokali. Now to Brian Earl again, left wing. Free throw line for Chris Young. Young dribbles one time, now two, looking down low. Left side for Rocker. Rocker looking inside. Works his way toward the free throw line. Now to Dave Llewellyn. Back to Mason. Mason thinks about a three. Doesn't take it. Dribbles top of the point. Now to El Nokali. Hands it to Brian Earl. Open for a second. Now to the free throw line. Up toward the paint. Running shot. No good. And the ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Michael Jordan. Jordan toward midcourt. Comes from the near side. Now to Ryan. Ryan right wing. Looking inside. Skips it to the left side for Langer. Open for a three. Up toward the free throw line. Right side for Ryan. Steps inside the arc, goes to Romantic along the baseline. Up, up, cut off by Gabe Llewellyn. Llewellyn along the far sideline, brings it across midcourt. Skips the pass left side for El Nokali, works his way baseline, pulls it back outside. Doesn't take the shot, now to Chris Young. Young top of the point, right side for Llewellyn, doesn't take the shot as well. 20 on the shot clock, down to Brian Earl, left wing. Inside for Young, back to the basket, inside the paint, to the baseline, left handed hook, so good. Rebound by Owens.
Owens got back, he got beat originally on the move, but came back, forced the Aaron shot, and Chris Young is a nice goal.
Langle's pass is cut off by Michael Jordan. Inside the paint, running shot is no good. Whistle blows, and the foul is called on Chris Young. That'll be his third. Team's first for the second half. Jordan will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, the Tigers have had some chances on the offensive end, and Ahmed El Nokali a moment ago, and we've seen this year, has the open look of the basket. Could have taken the three instead of decides to drive, and the Tigers are forced to set up.
Jordan to the free throw line for two shots. On the year, 79%. This is his first trip to the free throw line tonight. First shot is good. So it's 34-11.
Lakers, one of the few things they're doing wrong is free throws. They're just 3-for-6 from beyond the on the free throw line tonight.
On the year, 66%. Second shot for Jordan is good. Nothing but net. So it's even again, 35-11, even in the scoring from the halftime break. Elmo Colley will try to bring it across midcourt. Gives it off to Mason Rocket just in front of the timeline. Now to Chris Young between the circles. That's time for Brian Earl. Keep the walls to Brian Earl. They've got to try to get them open. Romantic with great defense. Jordan with great defense. Elmo Colley now to Brian Earl. Steps toward the basket. Running shot is now turned into a pass to the walls. It's loose on the floor. Gabe gets control. Bounce pass to Earl. Works it to the right side. Still the Tigers are in first with their passing. Now Young. Bounce pass to Brian Earl. Four on the shot clock. Works it to the free throw. Fade away jump shot, no good. Rebound by Mason Rocca. Pass control off the glass, it's good. No foul is called, and it's 35-13.
But Mason Rocca was banged into on the rebound, hit even harder on the shot. No foul is correct.
Jordan gets the outlet pass across midcourt, goes right wing, bounce pass down low, cut off by Young, then Owens gets control, lays it off the glass. It's good. Owens stayed with it, got control. 37-13, your score.
And Chris Young gambled right there. Tigers a bit more aggressive defensively going for steals, but the gamble came up empty. Need to do.
Gotta be careful though. He's got three fouls. Right side to El Nokali. Open doesn't take the shot. Up top for Chris Young. Gives it off left wing for Brian Earl. Looking down low. Goes to Mason Rocket. Back to the basket. Inside the paint. Outside for Young. Steps up for a three. Works his way toward the basket. Bounce pass to Rocket. Up strong. Fouled in the process. Owens is called for his second personal foul. Second team foul. And Mason will go to the free throw line for two shots.
And that was a nice shot by Mason Rocket to gather that pass. Chris Chase Young run a bounce pass inside that was partially deflected. Rocket did a nice job to get to the ball. And thanks to Rocket, he's going to be black and blue. He is paying the price here in the second half.
Rocket to the free throw line. If he's not going to be black and blue, his opponent certainly is going to be black and blue. First shot for Mason, no good. He's 0 for 2 now for the free throw line. So the Tigers have watched Mason Rocket go to the free throw line more times than anybody else this year, and they've watched him struggle to 67%, now down to 64%. Second shot, no good. Owens with the rebound. Tigers just are not a good shooting team tonight. Well, they are a good shooting team. This has gone away. Jordan, right side for Langer. Langer works his way to the top of the point. Gets it to Jordan again. Open for a moment. Hops toward the paint. Loses the ball. Picked off by Gabe Lewis.
Well, the Tigers defensively starting to double team, starting to create some turnovers. They've got to capitalize on the other end.
Rocket off top for Eldo Colley. Down to the free throw line for Chris Young. Young with his back to the basket. Dribbles one time. Goes to Lewis. Lewis open for three. Shot is no good. Rebound by Mason Rocket, though. Rocket outside for Chris Young. So he is working the boards, Mason is. Ryan Earl, two steps in front of Big Ford. To the right side for Mason, doesn't take the shot, goes up top for Gabe Lewis. Now pass for Chris Young. Outside for Lewis, open again for three. Shot is no good, soft off the front of the rim. Gabe has not made a shot in this game.
Tigers are all shooting their shots short. You have to wonder if the physical nature of the demoralizing first half has taken its toll on them.
And Lango pushes off on Ahmed Eldo Colley, but Eldo Colley called for the personal foul. Ahmed thought it was a travel. That's Ahmed's first, team second. As there's a timeout on the floor with 15:38 left to play. Your score, no better, folks. Pennsylvania 37, Princeton 13. We'll step aside for 1 minute. I'll be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
The Iguanas are having a party this weekend.
I know. We should bring along some Budweiser.
I'm not worried about the Budweiser. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about our pickup line.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm tired of sitting on the branch with you every Saturday night.
Speak for yourself. I've had a few dates.
That thing with the note was not a date.
What are you talking about?
We're helping her hunt for more.
So, whatever. It's a date, okay?
Let's work on the
line. We're out together.
How about this?
What?
What's a beautiful iguana like you doing in a rat-infested swamp like this?
Lord, that's the oldest line in the book,
what?
All right? It's played.
Okay, okay. How about your eyes are like huge, bulging spheres which can rotate in any direction.
Oh, you're nuts. You're getting nowhere with that. You need a more romantic approach, Lily.
Yeah, like what?
Look, you just send them a Budweiser from across the swamp.
Okay, I like that.
Then you crawl up slowly
and
say, I couldn't help but notice how the moonlight reflects off of your sticky, gelatinous tongue.
Oh, Frank, that's disgusting.
Not disgusting. It's certainly no worse than your lines.
You know, no, you are not.
Hey, I've had much success with that line.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
15 minutes, 38 seconds left to play here at the Plaster alone. That tank and I'm John McCarthy. Your score, it is Pennsylvania 37 and Princeton 13. It's turned into somewhat of a sloppy second half so far. 4.5 minutes by both teams. In the first half, it was the Tigers was missing shots. 4.5 minutes have gone by, and the Tigers with 2 buckets in this second half. Pennsylvania with 1 bucket and 2 free throws. So essentially, if you throw away the first half score, I know the Tigers wish you could. It would be 4-4 right now in the second 20 minutes.
And as well as the team can play in the first half like Pennsylvania, you have to think the law of averages catches up and they cool down a little bit. They've been a little sloppy, as you said. The Tigers are stepping up a little bit defensively. They're gambling, they're getting some steals, they were burned a couple of times, but they're playing better defensively. But it's the same story on the other end. They can't buy a three-pointer right now. Gabe Lewis, as you said, has not found his shot. He has scored a grand total of 0 points tonight, and the Tigers in the second half already 2 of 7 from the field, and they are now 4 for 25 in the game.
Well, that will not get the pass Pennsylvania. Might get the pass Columbia like it did a couple weeks ago. Pennsylvania has possession right side on the floor. Langer just in front of McCourt. Works his way between the rings, covered by Brian Earl. Langer works his way to his left, goes to Michael Jordan. Jordan 3 steps in front of the far sideline. Now to the center of the floor. To Owens along the free throw line. Double teamed. Ahmed with good defense. Trying to find an opening. Can't find anybody open. No violation. Now Jordan along the left corner. Jordan sets up for three. Shot is good. Michael Jordan against James Lewis. And Lewis looks like he probably just let Jordan take the shot. Michael, shoot away.
He's got to stay with him. He does not. And Jordan, like Ryan Earl, has such a quick release. He can knock it in at any time.
Chris Young along the free throw line. Outside for Rocca. He'll set up for three. It's good. Mason Rocca, who has 5 points in the second half, is 40-16, Princeton down by 24.
That's the first three-pointer since the first three-pointer of the game for Princeton that was knocked down by Brian Earl.
And Mason Rocca, who was 4 of 6 in the win against Dartmouth, has got 5 of his last 7 on threes. Lango gets across midcourt. He's along the right side. Comes up his dribble. Looks like he's out of control. Brian Earl steals it away. 3-on-2. Now 3-on-3. Earl will pull it back. Picks up at a 3. Instead, will give up his dribble to Vincent Rocca. Rocca bounce past the Young. Down along the left block. Up top to Morales. Morales looking inside. Now to Rocca again. Bounce past to Chris Young along the free throw line. Outside for Mason. Mason looking inside for Chris Young. Up top for Morales. Hands it to Brian Earl. Open for a long range 3. It's good. Brian Earl converts a 3-pointer. He has 10 points. It's 40-19. It's 21-point lead.
Princeton coming with a bit of a press, too. That's what's frustrated Pennsylvania offensively this half.
Romancic gets it across the sideline. Works his way left side. Gives it off to Owens. Looks like he traveled. Back to the basket. Double team looking for somebody. Goes to Lango. Right side for Ryan. Now to Jordan. Jordan covered by Aldo Collie. Aldo Collie right wing. Bounce pass down low to Owens. Back to the basket. Faces the hoop. Works his way inside the paint. And a pushing foul is going to be called against Chris Young. That'll be his fourth. And it's the team's third of the second half.
Well, we've seen some other fouls similar to that not called. And that time, as we talked about, Chris Young just trying to force Jeff Owens outside to commit this fourth foul. And now it's going to be up to Chris Krug to step in and battle Owens.
This is the first time this year that Chris Young has actually been in foul trouble. Chris Krug checks back in. Rocca goes to the center position. Well, let's see what Owens can do against a very physical Mason Rocca. Ryan for 3. Shot is no good. Rebound is taken by the Tigers. On the floor is Llewellyn. Still on the floor. Gets it to Brian Earl. Earl across midcourt. Tigers looking to go on a run here. They're on a 6-0 run already. Trying to make it either 8 or 9 to get into the 20s. Earl left wing. Works his way to baseline. Behind his back with the dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Leaves it for Rocca. 18 on the shot clock. Inside the paint. Works with the hook shot. Running hook shot is good. And they'll go to the free throw line and try to finish off the 3-point play. The most effective player for the Tigers over the last couple of games offensively for players has been Brian Earl and Mason Rocca. And Rocca's got the Tigers into the 20s. It's a 19-point lead for Penn. And Fran Dunphy wants a 20-second timeout. We'll keep it here for the time being. 13-26 left to play in the second half. It's 40-21. Princeton down by 19 now, Ed. And obviously with 13.5 left to play, they've got to make their free throws. The game's still within reach, although the tempo is still on the side of the Quakers.
So the Tigers on this day run have finally done something they haven't done. They knocked out a couple of threes, and Mason Rocca gets the ball inside. And what happened that time, Jeff Owens has been doing a nice job of helping on the double team. Back off again, just a step. He's done that a couple of times tonight, and as a result, Mason Rocca has scored. And Rocca, who is, as we said, taking the beating, goes strong to the basket, catches the defender, Ryan, moving, and has a chance for a three-point play. He has missed both free throws badly, all three free throws badly. We'll see if he can convert here.
Rocca to the free throw line, as Ed said, for the fourth time tonight. On the year, 44-69. And I've always been to the free throw line more than any other Tiger. His percentage is not where it should be. But he's gotten better and better at each aspect of his game. You would assume the free throws will follow. Rocca's shot is good. So it makes it an 18-point lead for Penn, 40-22. Romancic has it in the backcourt, gets it to Lango. Lango works his way to the near side. Good defense by Krug. Lango gives up his dribble, goes to Owens. Owens covered by Krug. Now to Ryan. Back to Jeff Owens. Wasn't expecting a pass. And a bad outlet pass from Ahmed Eldo's collie. Thought somebody was cutting to the hoop. And just threw it away, and Pennsylvania gets it back.
Well, a bad pass by Elmo Colley. He saw Brian Earl streaking, but Brian Earl just slowed up, and Elmo Colley, in that situation, has to just pull it up and bring it across the line.
Frank Brown will check into the game for Penn. The bounce pass comes to Jordan. Gets it to Frank Brown. Steps toward midcourt, working against Krug. Gives up his dribble, goes to Jordan between the circles. Now to Lango. Lango covered by Krug. Up top for Jordan. Jordan to his right, bounce pass inside for Romancic, spins toward the paint, off the front of the rim, good, it goes in. Romancic with 8 points, and 42-22.
And he made it look easy, got the position for the first time against Mason Rocca, and had an 8-foot shot.
Rocca along the free throw line, has the basketball, dribbles one time, goes to Brian Earl, bounce pass to Gabe Lowell, up top to Rocca, picks about a three, he'll take the three, no good, rebound by Frank Brown. Well, why not? He used a hot hand. He did have the open shot. The Tigers have been ice cold from the outside. Lango across midcourt. 20-point lead for Penn. Lango up top to Frank Brown. To the right side for Jordan. Jordan steps toward the free throw line, pulls it back out. Looking down low, goes to Romancic instead. Romancic working against Rocca. Inside the paint, left corner for Lango. Now baseline. Inside for Romancic, knocked away by Rocca. Whistle blows. And the official on the far side of the floor calls the foul. There will be two shots for Romancic.
And the official's on the far side. He doesn't have to look each side as the other official does. And Mason Rackler is saying he got our ball, so they call the foul from behind. And there is the extra pass from Pennsylvania we have not seen in the second half that we saw throughout the entire first half.
Romantic with two shots. He is 1-for-2 so far this evening for the free throw line. He misses his first one. Still, it's a 20-point lead. Sanger checked into the game. Lamar Plummer checked in for Matt Lagel. This is the normal rotation for Ben. They only have three other players on the bench.
And the Tigers, especially Chris Krug, have got to do some boxing out on the offensive end to try and get some second chances. Brown took them out the last play.
Second shot for Magic, no good. Walker with the rebound. This has been, as we said, two of the most effective games for Mason Rocca during his career. Lionel across midcourt, hands it to Gabe Lowell. Lowell is up top for Krug. Krug moves to the right side, bounce pass to Rocca, hands it to Brian Earl. Earl moves left wing, now left corner for Ahmed El-Nokali. Up top for Mason Rocca, dribbles one time, goes to Brian Earl. Earl in front of the far sideline, 11:45 to play. Now Krug gives up his dribble a little too soon, has it knocked away. Now Mason Rocca, 8 on the shot clock. One time to Brian Earl, 7 on the shot clock. Earl steps through the free throw line, inside the paint, running shot no good, but he's fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
That's a nice head fake by Brian Earl right there with Romanchuk watching him. Looks like he's going to take the three with the clock winding down, but he puts on the extra move and gets a chance to get some open space in the paint to go to the free throw line.
That's the third personal for Romanchuk, third for the Quakers in this half. Brian Earl to the free throw line for two shots. He's 2-for-2 for the free throw line. On the evening, 10 points. First shot is good. So they could be 11, and it's a 19-point lead.
And the Tigers have hit the last four free throws now, so starting to come around from the stripe a little bit. And as far as the Tigers, other than maybe a late appearance by Chris Young, it looks like what you see is what you get with this lineup right now.
I think that's right. I think that Joe Carmody will keep this flow of the game. Maybe he will come in for Chris Krug. Second shot for Earl is good. So he has 12 points. 9 out of the floor, 11:35 left to play here in the second half. It's 42-38. We'll step aside for 1 minute and be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
The Tri-State area's most accomplished BMW Retail Center invites you to visit their new facility on Route 1 Princeton. You'll not only be greeted by smiling faces, but you'll also find the all-new 1999 BMW 3 Series. And let's not forget to mention the new 5 and 7 Series sedans and Z3s, all of which you have so often admired from afar. At Princeton BMW, you may also select from their extensive inventory of pre-owned certified BMWs. BMW, the ultimate driving machine, can be found at Princeton BMW, the ultimate retail center. Call 609-452-9400.
There's no better place to get your car sparkling clean than Princeton Car Wash. With brand new state-of-the-art equipment, Princeton Car Wash provides the highest degree of professional car care available. That's why a book of car wash coupons and gift certificates make a great gift. And now, Tiger basketball fans, just bring in your ticket stubs during the 1998-99 Princeton University season and receive $1 off a full-service car wash or $2 off one of their deluxe packages. For the best car wash around, Princeton Car Wash on Route 1 next to the Market Fair.
Well, back at the Thruster, it's an 18-point game at the half. It was 33-9, so the Tigers have cut into the lead for the Quakers. Still about missing some shots that otherwise or another night would be falling, and if they weren't, you figure if they were law of averages, if they were hitting their normal average of shots, this would be a ball game right now. But instead, it's an 18-point lead for Penn. Tigers still within reach, though. It's 11:35 left to play in the game, but they've got to get their shots to fall. Princeton 5 of 11 from the floor this half. Pennsylvania still very strong, 4-6.
And the Tigers, even though Pennsylvania scored for 6, the Tigers have done a nice job defensively, forcing some turnovers, but I think 4-for-6 is telling you gamble, you give up a couple of easy layups. And at the top of the broadcast, we were talking about the Tigers getting some help scoring. You say you expect Young, Lewellis, Brian Earl, and probably Mason Rocca to be their part. Well, Rocca's got 8 points off the bench, and Brian Earl has got 12 points, but Chris Young was just 4 out of the game with foul trouble, and Gabe Lewellis scoreless in this game.
Which is something that we did not expect, Lewellis being scoreless in the second half, but give Romanchuk some credit for his defense on him. Michael Jordan went down the basketball along the left baseline, gets it into Lamar Plummer, covered by El-Nokali. Plummer works his way to the far sideline, still working his way to the timeline. He was able to get it into the hands of Jed Ryan. Back to Jordan, that's who they want to handle the basketball. 11:24 to play in the second half. Owens has it away from the hoop. Dribbles one time. Now to Ryan. Knocked away by Gabe Lewellis. Lewellis off a break. He's got a break toward the basket. Lays it off the front of the rim. That's his first bucket of the game. And it's 42-26, the 16-point lead.
Tigers pressuring again. Plummer works his way toward the basket. Blocked away by Carew, and the Tigers get it back. Here comes Flyerno running the break. Gives it to Luella, spinning off the glass. No good. Picked up in the air. No good. And the rebound is taken by Brian Earl. And the Tigers took that up to 13. They had a layup. It was no good. Picked up by Carew. It wasn't good. Now Luella, top of the point. Free throw line for Mason Rocca. Rocca dribbles one time. Goes right side for Carew. Doesn't take the shot. Doesn't give up his dribble. Goes to Lawless, who slips again. Works his way to the basket. Blocked away by Owen. And with 14 of his shot clock, Princeton will have it along the baseline.
So Gabe Lawless got through to the paint, but that's tremendous defensive help by Jeff Owens. He did not go for the fake. Stood his ground and got a clean block.
I just picked up that he was set to a 13-point lead with a three-pointer. One piece at a time, though. 22-26. Lawless has it, moves to his right to the free throw line. His shot is good. Well, he's got the last two buckets for Princeton. 32-28 your score. It's the 14-point lead for Penn.
And the Tigers come right back with a man-to-man press trying to force Penn out of their offense.
Lango goes to Sullivan along the baseline, gives up his dribble in traffic. Lawless trying to tie him up. He does so, and Princeton gets it back.
And for the first time tonight, a spark from the Princeton crowd and the Princeton bench. The Tigers, when we talk about how lethargic they look, they've certainly got a wake-up call right now, and they're starting to feel like they're right back in this game.
Brian Earl gets Michael Jordan, bringing the ball up the floor, gets it toward midcourt, and gets it across the sideline, working between the circles, left side for Carew, inside for Rocket, inside the paint, out of the baseline. His shot is no good, gets his own rebound, off the glass is good. Mason Rocket again, 6'11", Jeff Owens, gets his own rebound. It's 42-30. Now Sullivan, he's in the circles on the wrong side of the floor. Goes to Lango, looks like he traveled, nothing was called. They get it to Michael Jordan. 9:45 to play. Jordan still in trouble. Bounce pass to Lango, back to Jordan. Inside the paint, down low for Owens. Stripped away by Gabriel Owens. And the Tigers have it back, they can cut it to single digits.
And the Quakers are rattled by Princeton's stress. They have had trouble getting the ball around offensively. They have not gotten set on the offensive end.
Bounce pass to Rocco on the free throw line. Dribbles one time, hands it to Lawless. Moves to his left. Left wing for Aldo Fowler. Doesn't take the shot. Up top for Rocco. Rocco one time to Gabe Lawless. Lawless looking up top. Cruz and Rocco are caught down on the blocks. Now to Aldo Fowler. Back to Lawless for three. No good. Rebound is by Plummer. Cruz is not through the out-of-bounds blocker. A left pass to Jordan. Up toward the basket. Running one-hander. No good. Lawless with the rebound. Bad shot by Michael Jordan.
That is a forced shot selection. He goes one-on-two. On the other end, Mike Sullivan pushed Chris Krug out of the way. Should have been a foul call. Nothing happened.
Timeout on the floor. Princeton uses the timeout. They will call a timeout. With 8:49 left to play here in the second half, Princeton is down by 12, 42-30. Brian Earl didn't want to call a timeout on that play, but Bill Carmody did so at the 22nd timeout. We'll keep it here with 8:49 left. A 12-point lead. This is the intensity and the aggressiveness of the Tigers. He needs to show in the first half.
And they've been doing a lot of double teaming. They'll go with a man-to-man press. And when the pass gets across the timeline, the Tigers double teaming. Pennsylvania right now, and they look a little rattled because they're not getting a clear look at the basket. And the Tigers, particularly Mason Rocca, have finally started to go to work offensively on the glass and get some second chances. Mason Rocca put a great move on Jeff Owens, but even more amazing for him to follow that shot and get that two right now. He's trying to get it down low to Mason Rocca. Let him create either find the open shooter or go one-on-one.
Rockman, Eldo, Kyle, who is on the basketball ball on the near sideline. It's a 12-point lead for Penn. Well, maybe this will turn into one of those classics. Shot clock has 25 on it. Brian Earl across midcourt. Goes to the free throw line for Mason Rocca. Now outside for Brian Earl. Moves to his right. Puts up to the basket. Running shot no good. Rebound by Romanchik. Falls to the floor. Gets it to Matt Langle. Langle down at midcourt. Brings it to the near side. It looks like a almost a high dribble. Now to Plummer. Plummer along the near side. Back to Langle. Goes baseline. His shot is no good. Owens with the rebound. Doesn't get it to fall. Whistle blows. And Owens will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, we said it before. When the Tigers try to gamble with the double team to force the turnovers, somebody's open underneath. And Owens did a nice job of cleaning up. Langle almost carried the ball, but he did a nice job, but he lost his dribble to just grab it out of midair and set up the offensive set for Penn.
Owens to the free throw line for two shots and a foul by Carew. Owens tonight from the free throw line is 0-for-1. It is the team's fifth foul, according to the official stats. Tigers still down by 12. Brian Hull had a pretty good look to the basket on that running layup attempt. Trying to cut the lead to 10. Owens' first shot is no good. He's now 0-for-2.
Well, the Tigers have outscored Pennsylvania 21-9 here in this second half, and this defense has created a lot of open shots, but if Lionel just missed on that offensive end, it's still a case where the Tigers can't afford to miss the easy ones right here.
Little Jackson played very good defense checking out of the game for the Tigers. Young with four personals, back in, Owens, he shot. No good off the back of the rim. Battle underneath Romantic with the rebound. It's on the floor. Loose ball. And they're fighting for it. Who will get it? It'll be a possession arrow ball, I believe. That'll go to the Tigers then.
There's about seven bodies on the floor now. They're just getting everybody up. But everyone going for the loose ball that time.
And we'll go over to the scores, be able to see what the possession arrow says. And they're going to say it's Pennsylvania ball. I thought the Tigers actually should have had it. I didn't realize Penn actually had the, well, Princeton actually had the last possession. So a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Chris Young was just out-muscled in there by Paul Romancia.
Now the Quakers were finally getting a chance to set up on the offensive end and to set offense, which they really haven't been able to do this half.
And the Tigers could have put that pressure on in the first half because they couldn't get any points on the board.
Well, Michael Jordan, well, he does it all. There's a wet spot right now on the paint, and Jordan just did a little mop-up job.
Michael Jordan went down the basketball along the baseline on the right side. Dave Morales will defend the inbounds pass. Langle gets the long pass. Tigers again matching up defensively. Jordan just in front of the far sideline, up top for Sullivan. Down to the right side for Langle, looking inside. His pass is cut off and knocked out of bounds, and the Tigers get it back. With 8:08 to play, let's step aside for 10 seconds and allow our stations to identify themselves. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
This is Financial News Talk Radio 1315 WHWH, Princeton. And Mercer County, turn to WHWH. We mean business.
Along with that, thank you, I'm Tom McCarthy. We are live from the Palestra in Philadelphia. 12-point game with 7:50 to play. Ahmed El-Dokali goes to Gabe Lawrence. Inside for Rocker, working his way to hoop. And the foul is called from behind. They should have let him finish it off. Romancic is called for the personal. That's his fourth. Well, that's the Tigers will get a fresh 35, and there's going to be a timeout on the floor, a TV timeout on the floor, with 7:48 left to play here in the second half. Your score, Pennsylvania 42, Princeton 30. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Enjoy Princeton athletics like never before by joining the Tiger Cub Club presented by First Union. This exclusive club allows kids to attend selected football, soccer, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, and baseball events free. You'll also get to meet the players and attend special pregame parties and clinics. Pregame activities include face painting, moonwalk, and musical entertainment. A free t-shirt, Cub Club card, and team photos are included with membership. For more information on the Tiger Cub Club, please call 609-258-5666.
7 minutes, 48 seconds left to play in the game. Still an eternity, just a 12-point lead for Pennsylvania. Princeton will have the ball back when time resumes, looking to cut into this lead, which is now a double-digit lead, or has been a double-digit lead since the early part of the game. Princeton has outscored Pennsylvania 21-9 in the second half, and is really taking control defensively.
And because they're taking control defensively, the Quakers can't get set in their offense. Pennsylvania, when they got their set offense, they couldn't miss a shot in the first half, and they moved the ball around so well. And they haven't been able to do that in this half, and the Tigers, you talked about it, Tom, because they're getting the baskets. Now they're finally getting a chance to set up defensively, and they're creating some turnovers, getting some easy chances. And Mason Rocker, once again, he's been a downright animal underneath in the paint.
So the officials are conferring at the scorers table about what we do not know, and I think it could be what the possession arrow was earlier. I still thought that the Tigers should have gotten the ball on that jump ball because the inbounds pass came from Pennsylvania, and there had been no stoppage of play prior to that edge, which would have dictated a change of possession.
And that's what I think, again, the coaching staff is talking about that right now, but the Tigers certainly will get the next possession. Meanwhile, Mason Rocker doesn't get a shooting foul situation, but both teams now with five team fouls, so we're getting closer to the point where free throws are going to be a factor.
Tigers with one turnover in the second half. Pennsylvania with nine. Ryan Earl went back to basketball on the baseline.
And Bill Carmody still having a few words with the officials. They're just trying to get that very point straight now.
Tigers are taking 20 shots in the second half. Pennsylvania is taking eight. And the Tigers down by 12 with 7:45 to play. Whistle blows. Foul called on Lamar Plummer. That'll be his second personal foul. And it's the team's sixth.
So the Tigers will get a chance now to shoot the rest of the way. And for Chris with a three-pointer can get it under double digits. And you start to see the light when you finally come into that deficit, get under 10 points.
Ryan Earl, the inbound pass from the cross midcourt after getting it on the right side of the floor. Left side for Mason Rocket, off top for Chris Young. Back to Lewellis. Lewellis on the right wing. Looking inside, goes to Ahmed El-Nokali, dribbles back up top, goes to Rocca again. Rocca moves to his left, handed to Brian Earl. Earl moves to his right, steps toward the free throw line, behind his back. Left wing for Lewellis. Lewellis looking at the shot clock at 14. Now to El-Nokali, top of the point. Right side for Earl again, just along the far sideline. Inside for Young, inside the paint, down to the baseline, to the basket. Hook shot is no good, rebound by Rocca. He's along the baseline, dribbles away, goes up strong, doesn't get the ball, yes he does, and he's fouled! Mason Rocca continues to put on a display offensively, not only on the boards, but also with his shooting.
And what Mason Rocca had to do there was do something with the basketball, because he grabbed the rebound, and if he doesn't put it on the floor, it's a three-second violation. So Rocca has no choice but to dribble and just try and throw it up, and he's got the set going.
He has 12 points in the second half, and he finishes off the three-point play to make it 13 points in the second half. It's a 9-point lead for Penn, 42-33. Langle trying to get to the sideline, and it's stolen away by Rocca. Rocca to the basket, bounce pass is kicked away, and Princeton will get it back.
It's hard to criticize Mason Rocca, but he probably should have tried to finish that with a look for Brian Earl. It should be a kick ball right here, so the shot clock should reset.
So the Tigers will get it back, and they can cut the lead to six. Romantic will check back in. Mason Rocca's put on a show, folks.
He's the best player on the floor right now on either side.
Lewellis gets it into Brian Earl. Earl works his way back up top to Ahmed El-Nokali. Now to Rocca. To the free throw line for Young. Dribbles one time, now two. Outside for Earl. Long range three. Good! And it's a 6-point lead for Penn.
And almost 2-36. An almost NBA three, but they gave Brian Earl an open look, something he didn't have in the first half.
And now Plummer has it across the timeline, goes to Langle, right wing, works his way toward the baseline. Back to Plummer again, almost loses his dribble. Back over to Langle. Now to Michael Jordan, covered by Brian Earl. Earl watches as Jordan pumps for the basket. Off balance shot is good. And he's out to go to the free throw line and put himself the 3-point play. Penn doesn't quiet the crowd, folks, but excites the crowd.
Yeah, Penn finally gets set offensively. Michael Jordan gets a one-on-one opportunity, gets the friendly roll, and is able to go to the basket. So this is a critical juncture right here. The Tigers have done a great job coming back. Sometimes when a team comes this far, though, this is the stretch right here when Penn is answered to see if there's anything still left in the tank.
6:22 to play in the second half. It's an 8-point lead, and Jordan makes it a 9-point lead. Sanger will check in for Romantic. And Penn will press the inbound pass. Sullivan checks in for Penn as well.
And you wonder if the Tigers had just even hit a few of those shots they missed in the first half, even just shot around 30%, what kind of ball game would be right now?
Bill Carmody knows you can't look back. He wants to look forward. Let's see what they do here. Young, top of the point, out of Brian Earl, left wing. Earl steps toward the free throw line behind his back. He's from 15, leaning shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, works out of the trouble, and gets it to El-Nokali. Back to Earl, open for three. That's good. And it's back to a 6-point lead for Penn.
Brian Earl, what a job to create that shot. Gets his own rebound amongst the taller threes, and he's firing up the team right now.
Orange down, it's 45-39. Romantic checks back in, 6 minutes to play. Jordan trying to find somebody open. Nobody's open off the inbounds. Now he gets it to Owens. Tigers try to double team Owens, now to Sullivan. Sullivan back to Langle. Langle toward the timeline. Good defense by the Tigers, knocked away. The whistle blows. There'll be a foul called against Princeton. It goes against El-Nokali. That'll be his second. And it's 15-7.
That's a double team right there with Rocca and El-Nokali. And I said, going for the ball, just banged arm in arm. So put his hand up, was the correct call. Now, free throws certainly will be critical down the stretch.
Langle to the free throw line for a 1-1, 71% shooter on the year. Tigers underneath Chris Young and Mason Rocca. 5:53 to play in the game. Shot is good, so he'll get a second one. It's back to a 7-point lead. Langle, as we said, 71%. 27 of 38 before that made shot, so 28 of 39. Second shot is good. He's normally running in the bank from the free throw line. Sanger checks back into Romancic, just switching back and forth because of Romancic's four personal fouls. He's in there offensively, but not defensively. Tigers will work against the press by Penn. Elmo Colley works it toward midcourt. Gets it across midcourt into the hands of Gabe Millard. Now to Chris Young. 47-39. Tigers looking to cut into this lead again. Down by 8 with 5:36 to play. Working left side of the floor. Young along the free throw line. Outside for Lewallis. Works his way to the basket. Over to Chris Young. And he's fouled. Lewallis is. And he'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Looks like they'll catch Sanger with his third personal foul. And it will be 1-1, as you said, Tom, because Lewallis on that drive was looking to pass out to Chris Young. Actually got the ball away and was fouled in the act of passing. Well, the Tigers, as you mentioned, early struggle from the line. Gabe Lewallis 0-1 at the strike tonight. So three throws again for Princeton. The opportunity is there.
Lewallis on the year 80% from the free throw line. The foul was against Mike Sullivan. First shot, the 1-1 is good, so he'll get a second one. Mason Rocca just knocked Paul Romancic right to the floor.
Now, Mason Rocca is at the high octane level pretty much in every shot this year, right?
Well, he is just physical out there, folks. 13 points in the second half. He's brought the Tigers back, and the defense has helped also. 47-40. Second shot from Lewallis. It is good, so it's 47-41. And the pressure will begin again by the Tigers. 5:29 to play. Inbounds pass goes to Romancic. Back to Jordan. Very quickly across the court. Works his way toward the baseline. Pulls it back outside. Working inside. Goes to Langle. Now to Plummer. Back to Jordan. So they want to have the ball. He's their shooter. Owens to the free throw line. Almost knocked away by Brian Earl. He's called for the foul. So Owens will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. That is the 18th foul for the Tigers. Third for Brian Earl.
Well, that may not be a bad foul. That one because for Brian Earl to third. But Jeff Owens has had a horrible night tonight at the free throw line. He is 0-4 from the charity stripe. And so Princeton right now puts a guy who on the year coming in was a 52% shooter to the free throw line.
Tigers down by 6. Mason Rocca and Chris Young down low. Owens with a 1-1. Owens from Audubon, New Jersey. 6 feet 11, 225 pounds. First shot is good. Wouldn't you know it?
Well, that's the first kind of arc he put on his free throw tonight. He took his time that time. His first four shots were missiles, line drives, and a nice touch on that shot.
7-point lead for Pennsylvania. 48-41. Second shot. Good. So it's now 49-41. Back to an 8-point lead. Elmo Colley hands it to Brian Earl. Like, I don't want the ball. You take it up the court. You've been seasoned better, but Alfred's played very well tonight. Up top for Young, left side for Elmo Colley. Down to Mason Rocca along the left wing. Wings Elmo Colley through the paint. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Up top for Brian Earl. Earl looking down low. Goes to the free throw line for Chris Young. Young looks down low. Left wing for Brian Earl. Earl covered by Jordan. 9 on the shot clock. Throw him to the baseline. Fakes one. Leaves it for Young. Short jump shot. Good. And Chris Young pulls the Tigers back within 6. 49-43.
Only his second field goal of the night. That was a confident-looking shot. Good sign when a young player struggles to come back and hit that in crunch time.
Jordan trying to get to the timeline. Spins away from trouble. Nice move by Michael Jordan. And he gets a nice round of applause. 4:25 to play in the game. 49-43. Inside, it's stolen. Chris Young knocks it away. Now Brian Earl running the break. Pulls it back outside. Up top for Elmo Colley. Looking inside. Out of the free throw line for Young. Back to Brian Earl. Tigers can cut the lead to 3. 4-4. Gets a 2-point field goal. You always assume it's a 3, though. 4:07 to play. Brian Earl left corner. Bounce pass inside for Rocket. He's double teamed. Outside for Young. Open for 3. Good! Chris Young with his first three-pointer of the game. He's got 9 points. It's a 3-point lead for Penn. 49-46.
What a time for the freshman to finally hit from beyond the arc. And the Tigers right now, ice water in their veins.
Michael Jordan gets it off the line with a crowd to its feet. Both sides. Pennsylvania to our right. Princeton to our left. Owens, away from the free throw line, now to Sullivan, back to Langle. Langle steps toward the paint, leaning shot, looks like he traveled. He did travel, and Princeton gets it back.
You talked about it, Tom. I bet Elmo Colley hasn't scored all night, but has played a great game defensively, and has played a great game moving the offense on the other end.
Hey, so we talked about it, classic. This is back to being a classic again for the Celestia. Why not? Best setting for college basketball. The loudest setting, the closest setting. I guess Tabard Indoor Arena actually may have a hand up, but I'm not sure. This is a great place to watch a game of these two teams who battle back and forth. It's a 3-point lead for Pennsylvania.
And Pennsylvania has committed 11 turnovers in this second half, and they are playing anything like a veteran team. And we talked earlier about psychologically, for a group that has never beaten Princeton, they have to go in that locker room. I don't care what Trent Duffy says. I don't know how it feels. When you're up 33-9, you have to start thinking, hey, this game is pretty much over. And the Tigers shift away and shift away. And now for Pennsylvania, you're saying, what has happened to this lead? Well, because the Tigers defensively have created some easy shots.
See Joe Scott going over some things in the huddle for the Tigers to our left in front of the Princeton bench, to our right, Trent Duffy, talking things over with his assistant coaches. I think one of the problems for Pennsylvania is that Paul Romancic is four personal fouls. He can't play defense, or at least they don't want him to right now. Chris Young, meanwhile, with four fouls. It's almost as if you forget about that, but then you know what? He's got to be careful as well, but he's scoring. He's at least feeling comfortable now shooting the basketball.
And Mason Rocker, of course, we talked about how well he's played, but Jeff Owens has not been able to stop him, and I think it's taken a toll on Jeff Owens offensively, not only because they haven't gotten set, but really a situation where he just not looking as assertive and as physical as he did in the first half.
Tigers have held Pennsylvania 16 points in this second half. Meanwhile, Princeton in the second half has scored 37 points. So he's dominating the first half as Penn had. That's how dominating Christian's been.
Well, they have really had to do it on both ends. They have. And the law of averages, too, we talked about Pennsylvania pulling off the Tigers, who couldn't buy a basket, couldn't buy a three in the first half, but can heat up in the second half.
Turnovers, four of the Tigers, one. Meanwhile, four Pennsylvania, 12 in this half. Tigers have taken 27 shots. Pennsylvania taking just nine. And Princeton has the ball down by three with 3.5 to play, an eternity to play. Morales gets the inbound pass, goes to El Nocali. Michael Jordan's really going to cover Brian Earl and try to force him not to get the ball, but Ahmed works toward the timeline and gets it across to Mason Rocha. Back to Ahmed. 3:19 to play. 20 on the shot clock. Young to the free throw line. Dribbles two times, goes to Brian Earl, takes a three. Brian's showing a little confidence right now. He's got to know the whole game, actually. El Nocali back to Brian Earl. Open for a moment, steps through the baseline. Now to the baseline again, lanes it off the side of the rim. It's good. No foul is called. It's a 1-point game. Brian Earl has turned it out in the second half. It's 49-48.
Well, when you hit a couple of threes, your defender has to play a fight, and you can get in for an easy two.
Jordan for three. No good. Walker with the rebound. I guess to take the lead, who would have thought? It was 33-9 at the half. It was 28-3 at one point. And Simpson is brought back down by one. Eldo Collins, right side, up top for Young. Dribbles one time, goes to Brian Earl. Earl looks to the side for Rocco. He's got position, but they don't go to him. Now to Eldo Collins. Hands it to Gabe Lewis. Lewis, right side for Eldo Collins. Now to Young. Along the baseline, works his way through the paint. Spins one time, hook shot. It's good, and the Tigers take the lead. 50-49, slapping it down. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the game. Chris Young had him on a one. Took the move on Owens, just went down the baseline. Romancic dividing his way to Chris Young, and that's his personal foul. Young is out of the game. Romancic will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, what a shame for the Tigers.
I should say, I'm sorry.
What a shame for the Tigers, too, because Chris Young has really turned it around over the past few minutes, and the freshman has a few words for his teammates. And now, the other freshman, Chris Greer, looks like it's going to be the man who has to come in and do the job defensively.
19 foul. Chris Young will check out with 11 points, a fine second half.
And the Princeton crowd giving him a hand. And, you know, we talked earlier about how the atmosphere was kind of quiet after that 10-big lead. It's loud on the Princeton side, but you almost feel like from the Penn side, it's anxiousness and sweaty palms. They're almost in a state of shock right now.
Well, Romancic on the year is 61% for the free throw line, 2-for-3 in this game. And the Tigers are going small with Phil Dealin. But with Dealin in there, they're much quicker now.
And Mason Rocco, the way he's playing under the boards, I think he feels like he can take on all five strikers. He has really done the job underneath, and that's why I think the Tigers feel they can go small here.
Romancic with a 1-1. Romancic, as we said, has made 2 free throws, 2-for-3. Tigers on top by 1, 50-49. And the first shot to get him a second is no good. Rebound by Eldo Collins.
The matchup is just 3 in a row, and the Quakers are simply rattled right now.
Tigers on top by 1, under 2 minutes to play. Lewis to Mason Rocha. Now to Brian Earl. Earl looks over toward the middle of the floor, goes to Eldo Collins. Back to Bielan. Bielan works his way to Gabe Llewellyn. Llewellyn bounce past the rock up on the free throw line. Outside from Llewellyn, moves to his left. Ball by the shot clock. Brian Olsen for three from the corner. No good. Rebound by Romantic. That one pass to Jordan. Puts it across the court. Jordan works his way toward the top of the point. 1:30 to play. Earl is open for a three. Just didn't get it to fall. Now Weingel down toward the right wing. Gave up his dribble a little too soon. Goes inside for Owen. Back to the basket. Trying to find an opening. Inside the paint. Leaning shot is no good. Tipped up and out of bounds by Romantic. And Princeton will get it back. 17 to play.
Owens finally got the position he wanted on Mason Rocket. He was swooping away from the basket. Instead of going strong, he floated up a little one-hander. He didn't take it strong enough, and he missed the shot.
Timeout on the floor. Pennsylvania calls a 20-second timeout. 1:17 to play. It's Princeton 50, Pennsylvania 49. I hope you stayed with us, folks, and I hope you stay with us after we take this break. A 30-second break. And you're back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.
Princeton Athletics thanks its many sponsors for their generous support. The members of this year's corporate team include the NASA Inn and Palmer Square Shops, Amtrak, PNC Bank, University Orthopedic Associates, TJ's Pancake House, the Forestall at Princeton, Alchemist Embarrasser, Holiday Inn, the Trentonian, Hamilton Jewelers, Wyatt Ayers, H. Gross & Company, Teresa's and Mediterranean Restaurants, Chesapeake Bagel Bakery, the Princeton University Store, Triumph Restaurant, Palmer Inn, Infinity, L&A Tent, The Packet, Prudential Securities, Discount Hennessy, The Times, and First Union. To join the Princeton Athletics corporate team, call 609-258-5666.
Well, the Tigers have outscored Pennsylvania 41-16 in the second half. On top by one, 50-49 with 1:17 to play, and Princeton has the ball. Llewellyn across midcourt as he gets it across the timeline in front inside. This is to Brian Earl. 109 to play. 107. Now to Llewellyn along the far sideline to the top of the circle. Left side for Brian Earl. Earl looks inside, dribbles up top, goes to Osmond. 56 seconds to play. Head on the shot clock. Down to Bielan. Down low for Rocca. Gets his balance. Away from the basket. Inside the paint. Gets control. Goes up strong. Blocked by Owens. He takes it away. Whistle blows. And Rocca calls for the personal foul.
So finally Owens steps up defensively. Mentioned Rocca tried about five pump fakes. And then Rocca kind of going for the follow on the shot. Just kind of accidentally gave Owens a stop on the head, on the back of the head. Now Owens made his last two. But again, he's 52% coming in. And he missed his first four tonight.
Owens to the free throw line for two shots. He made his last two. The one-point lead for Princeton. First shot to Owens. No good. Still a one-point lead.
That looked like a shot under nerves because he left that way short. Did not put any kind of touch on that free throw.
Rocca and Llewellyn down low. Nobody else battling Mason Rocca down low. Romantic and Llewellyn. On the opposite side of the key. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Llewellyn with 43 seconds to play. 10 second difference on the shot clock. Earl across midcourt. Now to Llewellyn. Waves Mason Rocca through. Over to Phil Bielan. Left side to Eldo Collins. Back up top. 30 seconds to play. 20 on the shot clock. Llewellyn gets control, gives up his dribble, asks for a timeout. A great move by Gabe Llewellyn with 24 seconds to play. 16 on the shot clock, a one-point lead for Princeton. And this is the last game for Gabe Llewellyn and Ryan Earl at the Palestra. And for all intents and purposes, it is to try to make it as much of a classic as possible.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job of that here in the second half. And the Tigers here now with the shot clock differential, 16 on the shot clock, 24.8 on the game clock. They're going to run as much clock as possible. They want to get a good shot, and they want to get a situation where they can get some kind of easy shot, probably down low to Mason Rocca. But and the Tigers at the same time want to work some clock out right here. But then they have to be careful of course. If they don't score, Pennsylvania can win on the other end. And the way things are going with Princeton defensively, if Pennsylvania stops Princeton, the Tigers miss the shot, I don't know if Ben Duffy's going to call a timeout. He might just have Michael Jordan run it down the court and try to get the basket.
24.8 left to play. It's 50-49. Pennsylvania down by one. Princeton down 33-9 at the half. At one point, it was 20-3. Folks, with 6 minutes left in the first half, Princeton had one bucket, a three-pointer by Brian Earl, and that was it.
So it's 33-9 at the half, as we mentioned, and you just chip away and chip away from Princeton, but the defense started it because they took 10 out of their offensive set, and that created an easy shot.
Well, the Tigers will have it with 16 seconds showing on the shot clock. 24 on the game clock, up by one. Rocker would love to get Romantic into his fifth foul, get him out of the game, even though there's only 24 left. It would take his shooting option away from Penn.
Yeah, I think right now, not just that, they want to get it down low to Mason Rocker because good things have happened when he touches the basketball, so he will try and either turn and score through on the foul or be double teamed. Somebody's open.
Don't forget, Penn has 18 fouls, so it would still be a 1-1 if they fouled the Tigers away from the hoop. I don't know if Collie went down the basketball. Everything's open right now. Gets it to Mason Rocker, who holds it for a moment. Working against Jeff Owens. Owens working away from the basket. Rocker going toward the hoop. Outside for the ball. A blocking foul called against Langle. And Rocker will go to the free throw line for a 1-1, I believe. He was out of the active shooting.
Well, Rocker had the dribble right there, and he tried to get it to Brian Earle or Ahmed Al-Mokali. They weren't open. And when Rocker turned to the basket, suddenly the entire paint was wide open. Langle came over just a little late and drew the foul.
Chris Krug will check in, and Fran Dunphy is going to use a timeout here to ice Mason Rocker. Rocker in the second half has 13 points, folks. And it was his really intense play that kind of brought the Tigers back to life.
And we talked so much about how Pennsylvania had so many second chances on the offensive end of the first half and how Princeton was one and done. That's the other thing Rocker's done. Not only sparked the team with his points, his aggressive play, but he's cleaned up on the boards. And he's given Princeton second chances, and he's made sure Pennsylvania's only had one. So but Mason Rocker, no question, and all the Tigers should be credited for this run in the second half, but Mason Rocker's in the MVP of the second half.
Well, Rocker will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point game, which means that Penn would have 17 seconds at least to bring it up to four and get a 3-point shot off to tie the game.
Now, if Rocker makes both free throws, we'll see what the Tigers decide to do, because if they're going with that man-to-man pressing, winning the double team right around center court, you know, the theory is that when you play so well defensively, you don't want to change anything, but they may back off and just play straight on defense to try and force the Tigers into a score 3-point shot.
And then if Rocker does wind up missing the front end of the 1-1 and Pennsylvania gets the rebound, well, then the Quakers only have to make a 2-point field goal to win the game.
Well, last year these two teams went into overtime. The Tigers, of course, nationally ranked, and the Quakers had a shot to win at the buzzer. And here we go again. The Palestra is alive.
Well, they'll meet again on March 2nd down at Jadwin Gym. You don't have your tickets.
You're not going to get them.
You're not going to get them because this is a game here. The Palestra has been sold out for months, and the same at Jadwin. As Rocker goes to the free throw line. These are big shots. Mason Rocker last year made a big pass against Wake Forest to get the Tigers a win. Well, the biggest sight of the junior's career right here. First shot, no good. Rebound by Romantic. And Jordan gets the outlet pass. 14 seconds to play. Jordan across midcourt. No timeout. Working against Elmo Colley. Looks to his right. Now to his left. Steps inside the paint. His pass to Langle. Now to the baseline. Shot is no good. 2 seconds. One. Oh, the rebound. Tigers win. The Tigers win. Unbelievable comeback. The bench swarms the floor. And the Princeton Tigers now 33-9 at the half. Come back and hold on and defeat the Penn Quakers 50-49 in front of a stunned, sold-out crowd. Oh, how about this ball game, folks? Put it away. Put it in the history books, because this is one for the memories. The Princeton Tigers win it 50-49, and improve their record to 16-4, 7-0 in the Ivy League, and they are in first place all by themselves.
Pennsylvania got the shot they wanted too. Jordan stopped by Elmo Colley, who did it again defensively. Langle gets the pass, and he makes a great move. Ben Langle's open right along the baseline. 9 times out of 10, he will make that shot, but he missed it tonight.
A 1-point victory for Princeton. Nobody thought at halftime that there was going to be a ball game. And this storied facility with this storied rivalry, but everybody who didn't leave and nobody left, everybody realized that this was one for the ages. The Princeton Tigers defeat the Penn Quakers 50-49. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back. You're listening to the Princeton Radio Network.